not that I like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Is this real life?
No, shut the fuck up, all right?
Okay, now...
No!
Okay, now
no!
I have two fingers.
Oh, good for you.
Okay.
You're unfucking believable.
Welcome
I'm fucking serious.
I love you.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast number 45. Coming to you live from the Hi, Jinx and Sue studios via Ustream.tv.
I'm glad Christian Bale can make it back this week.
He's not. That was pre-recorded.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. I miss everything.
It's also, I'll say this in a second, but here in the studio, again, Ustream, and then later, MP3-wise, myself, Joel, from HijinxandSue.com.
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Eli.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Denise.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry-ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right?
Hey.
Nothing.
And a day before his birthday, Josh.
Sure, you can have my number, baby.
That's awesome, because I just went down the list. I didn't even look. I was like, fuck it, they're taking too long to stream. Oh.
I don't do black.
Which one of us got the white folks comment? Was that you?
I think so.
So only one of them was right.
Yeah.
Josh's was perfect. It's the man I voted for. I wish he would address the nation like that more often. Listen up, motherfuckers.
This shit's real fucked up.
We need a Camacho. So, this week on Hijinx Soup Podcast, in addition to celebrating Josh's, 25th birthday?
27.
Are you really?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow, we're the same age for 4 months or so.
I didn't know that.
5 months.
I thought you were younger.
Oh, yeah, you sit in your tower, whatever.
What?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense at all. 27, man, you're almost 30.
I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
Isn't it time for you to settle down? Here, do you need more room?
Have some babies.
I have no idea what that even means.
Right.
2.5 bills.
This week we're going to be doing This Week in Internet, which this time I've managed to divide into categories that made sense. We've got movies, we've got TV, we've got video games and comics. There just happened to be a decent number of stories about each this week. Yes, what?
Now, for real, can you turn my headphones down just a little bit?
Oh, my God. Thanks for interrupting me, jerk.
You're so much louder when you're actually, doing the show.
Eat a jockstrap and shut up.
Dude, cotton mouth, no.
Ugh. Why would you do this when I'm right in the middle of saying what's going to happen? You're like, hey, can you stop everything?
Because you're fucking loud.
Can you turn mine down, boys? Mine too.
Yeah, you could wait until I wasn't doing my introduction.
Yeah, no, it's better this way.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
How's this? Is this better? Is that better?
Is that even my headphones?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I'm turning down the output. Hey, thanks for keeping it classy, though.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
That was actually Josh.
Well done.
I appreciate it.
Eli's on his game today.
Jerk holes. We're going to be talking about, during the Top Explode section, turned out to be all TV because there was crazy amounts of TV this week. We've got the massive BSG colon cleansing where they just kind of dropped all the information you needed. It was like a fucking brain meltdown for an hour. The premiere of Dollhouse, Joss Whedon's first show in 5 years. And I want to talk, I don't know if anybody else has watched it, but Fringe waited until the last episode before their mid-season hiatus to get interesting. So we can touch on that too. We'll do your questions in the mail sack, and then we will do the post show. If you want to have access to the post show, check out vault.hijinxandsue.com. Subscribe or make a one-time donation for 1 month of access. Get all the post shows, behind-the-scenes art. And I've posted a few projects that are in the works on there this week. Actually, some previews of book pages from the first HijinxandSue book. Some sketches and also the post shows for all the podcasts. This week, we're either going to talk about 16 most magnificent and impressive on-screen transformations, actors that got ugly or got old or whatever. And last week, we talked about 90s cartoons, and we said there weren't any because I guess we just weren't thinking. And luckily, someone in the forum gave me a list of all the excellent cartoons from the 90s. And we can talk about those if we so desire.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
So it's Josh's birthday, and Denise, you made him a present?
I made cake. Sorry, I'm eating.
Twist your mic to where it's like more to your face.
Hi,
like
Mike.
There you go. Maybe even outward some. Like this way, like angle it, like pull it at the pivot point of the mic in the mic stand.
Like tickle its balls a little bit so that it flaps up towards you.
Yeah, everything I'm saying is not
here. Let me show you how.
I've already had too much of that in the shop where we bought those candles.
So, Denise, Josh's peanut butter obsession is well documented.
Oh my god!
And you made him what kind of cake?
Made him a rainbow peanut butter cake with optional Dorito crunch.
Dorito crunch topping. You should have gone all out and done like a cheesecake crust of crushed Doritos. it was peanut butter icing. It was actually rainbow layered on the inside and then had cock and balls candles.
Yep.
Which is why we were late. So if anybody's been waiting for half an hour.
Josh was blowing some cock.
It was cock and ball candles' fault.
And I'm done for the week.
He did have to blow the flame out of the dicks. They were too hot.
He did.
The dicks were too hot, and then he blew them, like seven of them. And then most of them were more flaccid.
At the same time?
And then most of them, honestly, most of them were more flaccid when you were done. They were kind of... One of them just melted.
Yeah.
That's how good you are. So...
I've been given awards, recognition.
Do people do dick wicks? Do you like put wicks in your dick and then set it on fire? Is that a thing that the internet does?
Well, it is now.
That's possible.
Did I just invent that? Dick wicks?
No, come on. I'm pretty sure that's just an advanced form of sounding.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
Oh, hey, thanks.
Don't make me explain it, Denise.
My wife made me some lunch.
Aw.
I haven't eaten today.
I made some cake, too, if you want some.
I can't have that cake.
Why not?
Because I'm trying to eat more healthy. And that was the opposite of everything that I'm trying to do.
It's just today. It won't count.
It's only been a week. It's too early to
let go. I'm pretty sure you need to fuck off and try some.
Nope.
What is that?
So if you heard it in the first, the intro part of the show there, we had the Barack Obama soundboard with select clips from his audiobook where he was talking about his friends from childhood.
Really slow.
What's slow?
Loading up the cues.
The audio on that page, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because none of those words had anything to do with that.
Right.
I'm just saying. And do you have those? Can you play those?
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
Wait.
Sure you can have my number, baby.
They're so good.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry-ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
These are made
there
to
are
be
white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
These need to be spliced in with press conference clips.
Oh,
desperately.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure the Daily Show will take care of that.
But they can't play any of those clips. I mean, it would just be nothing but bleeps.
That's true.
Whatever.
So that's awesome. You also made advantage of Christian Bale taking David to the dentist.
Yeah.
Which that was pretty great.
Good. Yeah, I liked that this week.
So, yeah, David after the dentist was the video on YouTube of the little boy after he'd been knocked out.
Thoroughly gassed.
Yeah. Now, I'm confused as to whether he was just gassed or if he was actually sedated, because he seemed a little bit more than gassed.
I remember getting gassed as a little kid and being fucking loopy.
Not like that.
Not like that, bro.
Not like this.
Not like this.
God damn it.
Unless I had a high tolerance. I don't know.
What? You had a high tolerance at that age? You're like, bring it! Come on!
And you're like, tying. Ass.
You're like, why are you tying off your arm?
Or it was just helium.
Like little 7-year-old Joel's in the chair. Daddy needs his medicine.
Do it.
Actually, they just did like a movie with Alfred in it where he's sucking ether through a strainer and a cloth. That's all
what?
I did. Remember from, Good night, you princes of Maine, you kings of New England.
I've never seen that movie.
What was that movie called? With Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, that was Jake Maguire. Yeah, it was Spider-Man.
Thin Lips Maguire.
Cider House?
Yes.
Cider House Rules?
Cider House Rules.
I've never seen that.
The worst love scene ever with a super hot girl in it.
Who was in it?
Tobey Maguire, and I want to say Charlize Theron.
I thought you were saying Tobey Maguire was the super hot girl.
Nah, he like... He bones her in like 10 seconds on the side of a like a dirt clod, and they're like, "We should go." And then they leave. Hi, I'm Tobey Maguire. Here's my dick.
Did he do it from upside down? Was he hanging upside down when he did it?
I knew it was you. And then he like boned somebody else to go like, "No, it wasn't you."
Nah.
I was trying to figure out which bone that was.
Turn your dick upside down. Oh, it was you with the balls on top because that's how I knew. That's how I knew it wasn't, but then it was, you know, because I realized the balls were on top.
So let's talk about our two field trips that we had last week real quick.
Okay.
One of them, we went to go see the movie Chocolate last Saturday.
Which is not a movie about chocolate, right? It's like
no.
a
not
bad
at
movie.
All.
No. Well, I mean, there's like those little M&M thingies, I guess.
What'd you eat?
It's about a retarded girl.
One of you explain, since I haven't seen it and no one else has, explain what the movie's about.
Go ahead. This Yakuza woman or whatever gets banged up and I guess leaves the Yakuza.
I found that out from
the trailer because
no one leaves the Yakuza.
Right. They don't actually explain that in the movie. You just kind of see things happen and you're supposed to figure it out or we're dumb. But her girl gets born and is retarded.
Okay.
And then she watches a whole bunch of kung fu on TV. And then when her mom gets older, she has cancer and the girl has to go and like kick ass of all her Yakuza contacts to get money from them.
Okay.
So it's a retarded girl doing kung fu. It's amazing.
Okay, much like is the girl in the movie retarded or is
No.
That's just part. Much like Taken, they were like, whatever, just build some sort of story around this shit. And
right.
Then, she needs and then to just be fighting. Whatever.
Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever happens at the end, as long as she's like in a situation where, you know, it's like Batman and she's gonna kill everybody.
Okay, so you saw that.
That was awesome.
It was fucking great.
Because
so
they
all
were
recommend
pretty red.
Retarded girl. They were everyone's ass.
You all recommend chocolate.
Yeah, they were trannies.
Oh, dude, there were like seven trannies.
It was a train of trannies.
It was a tranny train.
I believe we referred to that as a tran wreck.
Yes.
God damn it. Why, that entire movie, you should have been there. We never even thought of that.
Oh, well.
A tran wreck.
Dude, I made that up like so long.
I said a tranny train.
Choo-choo.
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 Well, they were Asian, so choo might be appropriate.
Choo-choo, bitches.
What? Ah, choo choo.
Henry, ah, choo
choo. Shut up. The train doesn't have an.
The Asian trains have accents.
I'm so
That's
tired.
Not racist.
I'm so tired.
That's just true.
Oh, I think I can. I think I can.
It's I think I can. Why are there no L's in that sentence?
I don't know.
It'd be so much better. I really think I can. Leary? I don't know. Then what else did you do? What was your other field trip?
Last night, went to a drive-in theater.
Sure, the one in Ennis, right?
It was pretty fucking awesome, I have to say. Now, there was one weird thing that I thought was kind of funny, or maybe two, three, or actually a lot of weird things. But one of the weird things that was it's out in the middle of fucking, like, where people go to make meth.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was weird. We got there. It was really cool.
It's not too far from the giant porno store out there, is it?
Yeah.
DW's?
I don't know. I haven't been out there.
Because it's in a place where...
We might have better candles there,
It's
though.
In a place where actual, like, super hardcore porno stores have to be outside of city limits or whatever. And so there's nothing when you're leaving Dallas for 10 miles, 20 miles at a time. And then every once in a while there's a sign that's like, DW's, adult porno shits, this way.
Stopped at that one of the last times I drove through.
There's a lot of the
just to see
mega firework
was
places though.
Yeah, but on the off season, I bet they all sell porn.
They just like their little shanties
the
are like
off season.
Yeah, the off fireworks.
They have like only two seasons.
Oh,
fire and porn.
Right, firecracker porn.
Ooh,
Fourth of July.
That's probably something that's new.
Oh no, that's the wick that you're shoving in. Like you put a black cat. Uh-huh.
You put a bottle rocket in the dick tip and
yeah, that's like a jackass stunt.
They put that in their asshole, didn't they?
Right, but it sure would be better.
Caw-caw!
Coming out of dick holes.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, we went there. It was a huge group. It was like Denise, myself, her sister's friends, her sister's other friends. I mean, it was like an army of people.
You know, if you guys ever gave me any heads up, I could actually go to some of this cool fun stuff.
It was the first time.
No.
Sure.
And it was sort of like impromptu. Uh-huh. Like, it was like, fuck it, let's do it.
Hey, go have a kid.
Right. So
never have to do anything ever again.
I think I do, but they're all scattered in Mexico. Mm-hmm. I don't know names. So we get there. It's super cheap, which is awesome. It was only $6
a person. $6 per person.
Wow.
And their food is
and
super
it's
cheap.
A double feature.
So yeah, so you're watching it's $3. Movies. Yeah, it's $3, and their food is hella cheap, which is awesome.
And you can get hand jobs in your car.
Right.
Probably, actually.
Did they have good nachos?
Yes, they had. Oh. It was funny because I went up there and all I thought about was Josh because I was like, I saw the chips like in the little heater thing, and I was like, do you have a cup or do you pour it? They're like, we can pour extra for like 50 cents. And I was like, so it's pouring. She's like, yes. And I was like,
yes.
I'll take some nachos.
Do that.
Yes.
Do exactly that.
They have the old school, so the old school like popcorn with buckets, not
the bucket
bags.
Popcorn.
Burgers and everything. We
that's
got,
just because they're still in a time warp. Like got, the new supplies
they really
haven't gotten
are.
There yet.
No, they really are.
It's funny because that comes up later because, and they have burgers and all that stuff. I mean, we bought like a crap ton of stuff and it was like $12. And I was like, holy crap. I just realized that's super cheap. So anyway, we're sitting there. We're getting our area, our little camping area set up. And we were going to watch Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th mm-hmm. for Valentine's.
Oh.
But the best part is, so we're sitting there and they tell you to tune into your radio station. So we tune in and there's a dude driving around in a truck like with a little like, it's kind of like vote for mayor so-and-so. And he drives by like up and down like the aisles, like the parking aisles. Which was weird.
Tammany for governor.
Yeah.
Tammany for governor.
And he's like, coming up next, Living in America by James Brown. And then like the song
they,
fucking
yeah,
comes
they
on.
Play like old timey music.
Was it the guy from Back to the Future?
It kind of was.
Like, one really of these days, I'm going to be mayor. I'm going to be done sweeping the floors. I'm going to be the mayor.
And then he was. And they were like, shut up, Obama. They'll never be a mayor.
Sorry, ass motherfucker.
So then so we do that, and the movie, like, starts, and they show the little, like, you know, let's all go to the lobby, like, whatever. But then this fucking weird-ass trailer comes on where it's, like that you expect an Indian to come out on the screen and have a tear because it's like a picture
oh,
of a drive-in.
It was long, too.
It's like a big-ass screen on a drive-in, and it says, once in America. Like, there's no voice, but there's all dialogue. Mm-hmm. It's all text mm-hmm. on the screen. It's like... Once in America, there used to be like 4 million drive-ins.
Now there's just the one you're at.
Yeah, now there's only four. And then it's like saying how like we get ripped off by the movie industry because all our profits go to them. And it's like
buy all our food.
Yeah, and he was saying the only money we can make is through our food. And then so it talks about how like when
you and
when
every
you,
other theater
when you sneak in food like you are stealing from us. And
he's like those guys like I'm Ray. I paint the sets on the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't download movies.
And they show like all this stuff and they show all these drive and it's like drive-ins are dying across America.
They're dead.
Please don't let drive-ins die.
It's a fucking novelty. You have to drive 2 hours to get to one.
No, it actually
it
only took
packed,
like
though.
20 minutes and it was fully packed. And it was probably the best experience I've had for a long time.
You live
time.
In a universe where Innis is 20 minutes away, then you've invented a time car.
I bolted there in no time.
He really did, like, speed all the way.
I didn't know. I totally does not didn't, mean 20 I totally minutes didn't
away.
Speed.
He certainly didn't speed to get here today. So.
Yeah.
We were making your cake.
No, the cake was already made. You were buying dick candles.
Yeah, we were.
Wasting everyone's time with dick candle problems.
Holy shit, there's no way you can get to Ennis in 20 minutes. I just looked.
It's not possible. He's like, full of shit.
Dude, I got
he's
there.
A, he always does that, though. He's like, I drove like, to San Diego was it, and was it was an hour and a half.
Was it like an hour and 20 minutes?
No,
or?
I told Denise, I was like, we'll get there probably about 6:30. Or no, we'll probably get there about
where
7:30.
Where did you leave from?
Plano.
Ennis?
Yeah.
We camped out there.
We should get there in about 10 minutes, yeah. And I turned the
you
corner.
You can't get to the border of Dallas in 20 minutes.
I was like, mind. We'll get there about 7:30, and I looked up, and it was like 7.
Anything else?
The movie was retarded.
Both of them were.
Friday the 13th? Have you already seen it?
Friday the 13th?
No, it's the remake.
Yeah, the new one.
The it's the remake
that's
has...
already out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Friday the 13th.
Yesterday was Friday the 13th. Of course it's out.
Friday the 13th of February.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
It was also
where bad movies go to die.
It was awesome because they like fucking what's his name?
Scott reminds Michael. Me it's Mayor Goldie Wilson that
right,
you saw
right.
at the
right. Michael Bay in. Or is it Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Bay who is one of the producers. Like, spread his cheeks and shat all over the remake of that movie.
So every time he stabs somebody, they explode?
Pretty much. No, literally, there's a part where they're like... There's a part in the... I shit you not. There's a part... No. Hang on. You need to listen to this. There's a part in the movie where the guy goes, here, take my truck down to the boat lake and put this gasoline.
The boat lake? Wait, truck, boat lake, keep going.
I'm not kidding.
You sound like an L. Ron Hubbard.
Josh vomit.
Take my drive
rainbow
truck.
Cake.
Take my drive wheel truck to the boat lake water.
The dialogue was that bad.
Put the go-go gas in it.
Take my engine car down to the boat lake. And take this gasoline.
Look out, because there's danger monsters in the tree woods.
Put the gasoline down there at the lake house. And I was like, what the fuck? Next to the dynamite? Like, take this highly explosive gasoline and take it down there. And then the gasoline said Michael Bay on the side. And
yes!
It had nothing to do with, like, it was retarded. And then the best part was when I was standing in line to use the restroom between the movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's two kids standing behind me.
You were
me.
Pissing between the movies?
There were two kids standing behind me, and they're talking about the movie. They're like, dude, that was rad. And the other one's like, yeah. And you know what's fucked up? At the end, I didn't think he was going to come back, and he totally came out of the water. Wow. Like, I didn't see that coming. And I was like,
wow. Did you not see the previous 14 movies?
I like wanted to turn around and slap him and go like,
with
go back to
dick.
School.
With your dick.
God,
pop!
And then there was a dude walking around with
why aren't you studying?
There's a dude walking around with a Jason mask.
That was
driving.
Messed up.
It's pitch dark, and there's a dude walking around with a Jason mask.
He's like some nachos.
He's walking by with like a bucket of popcorn. I'm like,
can I get a refill?
That's not
he
funny.
Was actually watching, because there's four screens there that are all back to back to back.
Are they showing different movies?
Yeah,
they are.
Right behind us, they were showing Taken.
Do you tune your radio to hear the music?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said that. There's like you just tune in and you just hang out and that's it. But yeah, they were showing Taken and I think Jason was watching She's Just Not That Into You. Because I looked over to the right and I think that's what was there.
I'm totally into her.
So if you don't like your movie, you just like
yeah, totally.
Fire up the car.
Back
and
up and
the
try
next
the next one. Technically,
you can't.
There were people doing that during the movie because, like, instead of going down in front, like, you hear, like, because, like, people, you can see people turn on their cars and wanting, they're like, fuck this movie. So they want to take off and, like, they start to skedaddle.
It's pretty fun.
And everybody's like, down in front. I mean,
stop driving.
But, yeah, it was awesome.
So okay.
That was that.
Was
that
it anything like the end of Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Because that's how I always imagined drive-ins would be.
No, not okay. at all. Absolutely not. All
right. So moving on to This Week in Internet. We've already done the links. Oh, I guess we don't need to play the rest of Christian Bale Takes David to the Dentist. Yeah. So, you know, we talked about Michael Phelps Bonggate last week. Somebody tried to sell the bong on eBay for $100,000. And 8 people have been arrested.
Nice.
Oh, that is so stupid.
That is nice.
In connection to that.
Dumbass.
This is the Phelps bong, bro.
This has Olympic gold, like, lips around it.
Yeah, you know, stoners are like, I'm going to get that bong and then I can swim.
Hit off, yeah, you hit off that motherfucker and you will swim.
You breathe underwater.
You'll swim like a shark.
You grow fangs and fins.
What are fangs and fins?
I don't know. Teeth.
What?
Various rows of teeth. And then you're like, Shark Week! Like, they talk so much, they forget it's about Michael Phelps. I'm like, I want the Shark Week song! Shark Week! Shark Week! Thank you. Thank you for that sound effect.
What is
Yeah, now that I think about it, they should, if Discovery was smart, they'd
shark
make a bong. They'd make a bong for, like, Shark Week.
I like
week
how Denise didn't get that. She's made you a dick cake, but didn't get that that was a bong noise.
Oh.
It's okay. She
sheltered. She straddles the line between innocence and all
out. We were talking about
indecency.
Sharks, though.
I'm just saying. That's the universal bong sound.
Oh.
There you go. I think it was Colbert that said, in Michael Phelps' defense, he saw 3 inches of water and dove in. I'm sad that they pulled the auction down. They should have at least let somebody, you know, pay for it.
It looked like a sweet bong.
Spared no expense.
Dude, that was a pro bong. That wasn't like those little...
Yeah, no, it was seriously. That was... That's not one of the like, yeah, no, I smoke out every once in a while bongs. No.
No, that was like Michael Phelps' is fueled by weed. Like,
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Those are the kind of bongs that have names. Like that's Teresa.
Well, now it's got, now its name is 8-time Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps, the bong. You imagine with his physique, it probably takes a lot for him to get high. Because his body just processes and shits it out.
I don't know.
No, actually.
If he has a really high metabolism, like he'll get high faster, but it'll be gone sooner.
Oh, but if he had a lot of fat to store it in, then he'd stay high longer.
How do you have a PhD all of a sudden? In bong metabolism.
He's got a BHD.
bong hit diploma?
Degree. Bong hit degree. Yeah. So.
It's from the bong.
Did anybody else watch the trailer for the G.I. Joe movie?
Yes. They showed it last night.
During the Super Bowl, they showed it also.
It looks like Transformers minus Transformers.
Yeah. It looks confusing enough for me to be entertained by it.
Yeah, maybe. Like, maybe there'd be so many flashing things on the screen for an hour that you'd be like, what happened? Is it over?
That's what the first one was.
You can just take the...
The first G.I. Joe?
Just take your Speed Racer comic and then change name Speed Racer to G.I. Joe and just print it up again.
Except not really.
I'm going to go...
Because that was like an eye rape.
I'm going to add a category to my movie watching and going, I watched G.I. Joe at the drive-in.
Right.
Like, it's worth, like, not giving too much of a shit.
Dude, there was an explosion that had people, like, backflipping away from it. I'm not kidding. Watch it.
Why not?
There's, like, four G.I. Joes, like somersaulting backflips away from a Michael Bay explosion.
Awesome.
You're going to be really pissed when you find out that, like, our military does that now.
Yeah.
Like that's when awesome. they're like, and here's the
that's
maneuver.
That's what Black Ops is really like.
Yeah, I want to sign up.
Like a Broadway musical. They bring in some sort of like musical.
And is it Bill Pullman Paxton who's in that?
Sure.
What?
It's one of those guys. But at the end, they're like,
yeah, I didn't know that.
Dennis Quaid.
He's might as well be Bill Pullman. They ask Dennis Quaid. I guess he's Duke maybe. And they're like, what's the name? What'd you say the name of your organization is again? I didn't. Dun dun dun! Secret G.I. Joes. I bet not once in the entire movie do they ever say G.I. Joe.
I bet they say it at least 14 times.
Whatever.
Did Dennis Quaid peek out at Jaws 3D?
He was in Jaws 3D.
He was in that?
Yeah. Was that like the height of his like...
Was that not Kevin Bacon?
Was the most three-dimensional of his movies.
Was he the shark?
He was the third dimension.
Magically?
So, you know, good chance that I'll be relieved from my life pact with Smallville. It may not get renewed.
Your life pact?
My blood debt that I owe Smallville.
God damn it.
To see it through to the end.
You are the most worthless person.
It may not come back, but the CWB is preparing for a lack of Smallville if it doesn't come back. They are taking the idea of Twilight and turning it into a show without calling it Twilight.
Awesome. So you're going to be watching that one then?
It's going to be called...
Start to finish.
No, I can seriously not watch the pilot for that and I'll be okay.
Yeah, no, I think you are.
No, I'm
you
not.
You probably will.
I'm absolutely not.
You've already seen the pilot, haven't you?
No. It's called Vampire Diaries.
Oh, even better.
And it's about angsty teenage vampires.
Great.
On the CW.
It's the only time.
It's going to be Gossip Girl plus vampires.
You're going to have vampire balls all over your face now.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because you're so in love with that show already.
Really? I would assume it was the exact opposite because it holds no appeal for me whatsoever. But hey, I could be wrong. But,
Wait. Doesn't Smallville hold no appeal for you whatsoever?
No, it doesn't. I don't understand why.
Exactly.
I watch it.
Couldn't vampire balls on your face.
Couldn't tell you.
Right there.
Not
Superman ball?
Couldn't tell
Fucking you. Tea bags.
Man.
Right on your eyes.
Was that like, well, blood bagging?
You'd bust a hole right through the back of your neck. If you were going down on Superman, you would look like Jack at the end of Fight Club. There'd be a hole just blown through the back of your head. Oh, I'm okay. Aww. Marla, I'm okay. I'm okay. It was the best blood job I've ever given. I'm okay.
With your feet on the air, on your head on the ground. I'm okay.
So, that was me reenacting the entire end of Fight Club.
Put your mouth on Superman's dick and suck it.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wait, so if your feet on your hair, if your feet in the air and your head on the ground, are you giving the upside down blowjob from Tobey Maguire? Oh, balls on top. That's awesome.
Wow,
it's you.
This keeps coming
it's
back.
It's you. So that chick will always think anyone that she gives an upside down blowjob to is the original mystery Spider-Man, BJ. Because your balls are on. Hey, wait, let me turn. It's not you. Let me turn over. It is you. With the balls. In my nose.
Over. It's very similar to Clark Kent's glasses on
yes,
and off. It's
yes.
The same thing.
It's like, I'm Superman. I'm Clark. I'm Clark. It's a different guy.
Balls on top.
So don't watch the CW Vampire show and it'll go away. But it's not. It's going to be their biggest show ever. Also, speaking of terrible shows, Heroes keeps getting worse and worse and worse and more unwatchable. I'm so close to not being able to not watch it.
Is somebody still watching it?
Brian, well, I haven't seen since it started back up yet, but we're still
it's
two
worse.
Or we're like two or three episodes away from where Brian Fuller took right. back over.
I think it's actually this next one, Monday, is when he comes back. But they're still borrowing X-Men plot lines. And
of course,
they're still randomly killing and unkilling people. They're giving people different powers just to make it interesting, but without explanation. And no one... Whatever, I don't want to talk about Heroes. So, to try and combat Heroes, FX is producing a show called Powers, based off of Brian Michael Bendis' comic, which is apparently pretty well received, the comic at least. The people behind The Shield and Nip Tuck. So it's behind The Shield, which means there's going to be a lot of killings, and Nip Tuck, which means there's going to be a lot of psychosexual behavior.
That sounds terrible.
Okay, so it's going to be
X-Men. A lot of man ass also.
Yeah, tons of flabby man ass yes. that's supposed to be attractive.
Yes.
I like how every time you watch Nip Tuck and it goes, this episode contains sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It never means female nudity. Never. Never.
Unless you want Rosie O'Donnell. Apparently.
It's like sideballs. Oh, it's sideballs. It's sideballs.
That's the next step after side boob.
Yes. Get,
wow.
It's side dickhead.
I can't wait.
Move.
I can't wait for that SNL commercial.
Sideballs?
Yeah.
How's there an SNL? What?
Sarah Michelle Gellar hosted SNL.
Oh, holding her boobs.
And did
That's
side
right.
boobs the commercial.
That's right.
So we'll get Giles to host.
Maybe the next thing would be the next trend in Hollywood would be guys holding their junk.
Well, David Duchovny's got him beat to it, so.
What do you do that in?
Real life.
Yeah, that's pretty much. He just took a photo like that.
I thought Kevin,
oh, he did?
Kevin Bacon was the pioneer of all that.
No, he was the pioneer God. Of invisible balls flopping around underwater. Man, that came on TV like a year ago maybe, and I remember pausing it when he was underwater, and I'm like, that is a CG dick.
What?
In the Invisible, in the Invisible Man... You know, he's invisible for most of the movie, but every once in a while, but he's got to be naked to be invisible. But every once in a while, he'll jump in a pool or get set on fire, and then there's either like a watery or a crispy dick flopping around. Big CG
there was
cock and
another
balls.
Movie where it was so unexpected. It was that one with Neve Campbell and Denise Richards where they kiss
Wild
in the, yeah,
things?
Whatever. Like towards the end, he's like getting out of the shower. He's in the beach or something. And you
Matt Dillon?
No, Kevin Bacon's in it.
Oh,
isn't
that's
it?
Right. He's in there.
Yeah. He turns around from the shower. I'm like, I just saw everything.
He must be he's real just, into his junk.
I guess so. He just kind of flops
It's in
around.
His rider for his movies. He's like, all right, how much do I get paid? $5 million, Kevin. And how many times have you seen my dick? None. There's no nudity.
No deal.
No deal. Off the table. The bacon is off the project. There will be no bacon with these eggs. There's a lot of bacon puns. That's his deal.
This bacon like, demands to be crispy.
Yeah, before... Okay, guys, what? Kevin's coming in to read for the part. Before he gets here, you have to understand two things. He loves his cock and balls. He calls it the bacon and eggs. And he makes a lot of bacon puns. Just roll with it.
Bacon and eggs.
And he comes in and he's like, the bacon's popping! It's getting crispy in here! Also my balls! The poached eggs! The hard-boiled eggs! And the floppy bacon. Whatever.
Just ready
so,
to wrap their bacon around this script. I don't know.
About to get this script a little greasy when I rub the bacon all over it.
Oh, damn it.
I'm going to dip my bacon in it.
That was a reach. I'm talking about Kevin Bacon's balls and you're pulling out state references from 1997. So if anyone knows anything about Powers, I don't know. Let me know if it's good. I'd like to see it done right, you know? I would like to see, like, everyday superheroes done right, which Heroes seemed like it was going to do and then never paid off on. So.
Wait. I have a better idea.
What's that?
You can put X2 on the DVD player.
That's true.
And fucking suck it up, because it's all you're ever really, going to get.
I mean, they're actually a superhero team, and they're doing
No. Give up on the everyday bullshit. Just give it up, because it's never going to happen.
Okay.
Just be happy for...
This X2. Is for you.
It's probably going to be boring if it was a day-to-day thing anyways.
Well, it'll be like Claire. Claire's entire arc in Heroes is like... I have to go to school. I have to do a test.
You know, it's actually a good thing that she is invincible, because with all of the shit that she keeps almost dying, you think about it, like at least in the first season, she keeps falling off shit and
well, that's why they keep writing
burning
her.
And
but they're writing that for her because she's invincible.
Well, it just, if she was a real person, though.
Like if her power was breathing underwater, she'd keep almost drowning. That's just, I guess it's all the only ideas they have. I wish she'd die. There was a rumor that she was supposed to leave the show, but they wouldn't let her out of her contract.
Uh-huh.
So. But yeah, it's not that interesting to watch people solve everyday problems with their powers. I'd like to see them, though, rise up and then band together and then fight a greater evil, and Heroes has never done that.
That's what they almost did at the end of season one.
Right.
Sort of. Yeah, they seemed like they were all going to converge and fight Siler.
And then there was like no...
That kind of didn't happen.
There was no budget for it.
I guess. I mean, they have all the people. They could have at least put them in the same room. It was like the end of season two when I'm like, I just realized that I don't think any of these people know each other. Like, I know all of them, but they've never met.
I don't think the writers have ever even taken that into account.
Now they're all together. Starting in the last episode, they're all fugitives. They're all on a plane together.
Spoilers.
This is for Josh. Ugly Betty got a reprieve.
Hell yeah, bitches.
Hell yes.
Please come back.
What's that? You leaving? Somebody pull up, or Josh, pull up the link for Ugly Betty and.
Oh, your car is blocking? No, no. Never mind.
Oh. What? What's happening? That's your job.
Jeez.
We're just going to call this a technical difficulty and just go about our business. I'm going to read some shit and drink some soda.
So.
Yeah, Joel is the rudder of this ship. He's not in the room. We're just fucking drifting here for a while.
What are you doing?
We don't have a jack on our boat.
Wait, what?
Island is...
Oh, what? Really?
We were talking about Lost.
No, you're retarded. Oh. We were talking about Ugly Betty, but...
I haven't
bitches
watched
bitches have no idea what that show even is, so...
Fashion or something.
Whatever.
You're listening to the Hijinks Ensue podcast this week on the internet. And now back to the Hijinks Ensue podcast.
God, you can't riff for 30 seconds? You can't talk about balls or something?
We've been doing that. That's not riffing. That's everyday life.
Whatever. They're on... Oh, actually, I should rephrase my... They didn't get a reprieve yet. ABC is... this close to renewing it for a fourth season. Whatever. I hate that show. Next thing.
I hate you. It's cool, though.
This next round of stories is about the Vidya games. Number one...
Oh, wait. I'm preempting all of your video game talk because what I have to say is more important than anything else on this list. God of War 3 trailer came out, like, yesterday, and I've had a boner for, like, 47 hours straight.
Oh, but not because of the game at all.
I'm pretty sure it's called a priapism, and I probably need some medical attention at this point.
It's like on that episode of... Wasn't it on that episode of...
Oh, that was terrible. Yeah. That was terrible.
That's pretty much... Yeah.
No.
Anyway, that's the only thing in video games that matters at all in the last week.
Okay.
Are you going to dress up again?
God of War 3.
You should dress up
again. Are you kidding? I'm even fatter now.
So there's
Kratos has kind of hit some hard times.
So you'll just need an extra bottle of paint. I mean, that's
God damn it.
Really all that matters.
Actually, you should totally do it and then kind of like put some gray like in there and be like, Kratos is
Kratos?
Kratos.
Kratos is gray.
Kratos has been affected by the economy and
eating good and exercising is expensive.
It really is. I mean,
peanut butter cake is cheap.
The Olympic gym on Mount Olympus.
Yeah, $50 a month is way too much.
Or 50 gold coins.
Sure.
It just, let me tell you. And postage, man.
Plus he had to pawn his axes and cleavers.
Had to go pawn fucking...
Those are the blades of Athena.
Like, he's like,
come on.
Shink, shink, shink.
That's exactly, how much? That's exactly what he would say at the pawn shop.
For you, Kratos, $6. Oh, fuck you! $6! These are the fucking blades of whatever!
Athena...
$40 at least! Okay, $25. You pick up next month. I probably won't be back. I can't imagine. I'll be back.
Oh, and by the way, do you have any red paint? That would be...
Because mine's
something off. Not permanent. I mean, I gotta be somewhere later tonight. I'm gonna have to.
Got anything in a loincloth? I love how many times that image of Josh as Kratos has come up in my life unexpectedly.
It's funny you should mention that. Because for some reason, I may have been visiting GodOfWar3forums.com.
Uh huh.
Maybe. And there was a forum post.
You Google yourself.
No.
Google Gatos, it goes straight to that picture.
Oh, God damn it.
It absolutely
God
does.
God damn it. So there was a big news post on the forums, like God of War 3 forums exclusive cover art for God of War 3, and I clicked. And
it was you!
Yeah.
It's, oh, you
like,
are
somehow,
in the day.
I fucking Rickrolled myself in a really roundabout sense.
That is awesome.
Let's see. Okay, Gatos doesn't work anymore. That's sad.
Oh, no.
But Kratos...
Just type Kratos.
Costume.
No, just type Kratos.
Will be number one. Yeah, you're number one on that. If I just...
All you have to do is type Kratos.
Google
just,
Kratos.
Yeah, it's... Let's, oh, look, I'm number three.
See if you're on the first page.
Yes, I am.
Number four. Yep. That is about as awesome as anything has ever been.
That is how much more awesome I am than you.
I have occasion. I made that happen.
That
image.
Let's be honest here.
I made it happen. I put it on the internet.
No, you didn't. It was on the internet long before you put it on.
No, no one had ever seen it before I posted that link. That's when it showed up in escapist video. Showed up in the banner of a gaming website. Like everywhere I went for like a month, it was everywhere.
Right.
You do deserve all the credit.
You brought it back.
That. You deserve all the credit.
But I brought
it showed
to
up
table.
At a friend, my friend who does a video gaming blog a long time ago.
It showed up when I fucking interviewed with those people in California, okay?
Are you serious?
They know who I am.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
That's great. That's
okay.
So great.
So, moving on to video game news. Does anybody want to comment on the VP of Epic Games responding to the Gears of War DRM issue where the DRM would shut the game down after 3 years?
Mm.
Does anyone know if that was on purpose or is that a glitch?
It has nothing to do with DRM for the game. It's purely the anti-cheating thing, and it was a bug that prevented the game from launching.
Thank you. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, so.
Dead Space for the Wii is official, which seems... Like a ridiculous fail explode.
People that own a Wii do not deserve a game like that.
They're not going to get a game like that.
They're not going to pay for a game like that.
It's not going to be the same game.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to get that game.
Well, wait. Well, it could be close. I actually found original...
It could look like a Dreamcast version of it.
I found original demo footage of Dead Space whenever it was an original Xbox One title. Which was pretty shocking.
Sure.
But it has nothing... I'm not talking about the art. I mean, the art is... It is what it is. I'm just saying the gameplay experience. It's too hard to be wielding around, you know, shit with your controller to beat that game. Game is hard.
Every time
enough.
I ever tried one of their... Oh, no, it's totally an FPS, but you have to hold your arm straight out for 4 hours.
Yeah, okay.
It's impossible to play.
As much as I do hate the Wii, I will defend it and say you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you are doing it wrong.
Put
but
your
I'm still saying
hand in your lap like you would anyway, and just jiggle your wrist like you're fucking beaten
it's
off.
It's not fun.
And don't tell me that's not fun.
It's not fun.
You're doing it wrong still.
even Denise knows you're doing it wrong.
3D Realms says they're bringing Prey to the iPhone.
That's weird.
The iPhone's a better gaming system than the Wii. It's got better graphics.
Hello.
Did you play Prey? Did anybody play Prey?
Yes, I did.
Is that one of those games that everyone should have played?
No.
Okay.
I played a little bit of that, I think.
I had a lot of problems with it. There were some neat things, and I think the neat things in the game won't survive to the iPhone.
I like the audio?
No.
Like the cool...
Like the Portal tech. Like the whole point of Prey was Portal before Portal came out.
Oh, right. That's right.
And everything that I've seen about, like, they still have the crazy gravity walking. And I'm like, great. That doesn't take any tech to do.
See, and
the whole point of Prey was
Portal. The thing
portals.
About iPhone gaming that's going to be their biggest issue is that, okay,
control.
Like, for instance... Yeah.
Control!
I downloaded their number one free app right now is a racing game. It's just a basic 3D racer. Uh-huh. Formula One something or other. And, okay, you cannot play the game without covering up part of the screen with your hand. You can't play the game without covering up the speakers completely with your right hand, palm.
Right.
And you can't play the game without tilting the screen away from your eyes to turn shit. So there's just no control system for that. I mean, I think it's only meant for fun, silly games that you play with your fingertip. Like Rondo... There was a little game, but
oh, the
moving,
Rolo
something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. That is sweet.
That kind of thing. That's really all you can do with it. I don't think you can ever really do real 3D gaming with that, because you have to keep moving the screen to where you can't see shit. So, any thoughts on that?
It's for making phone calls.
Oddly enough, iPhone makes about 3 phone calls a month, and that's hardly what I use it for at all.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Right. As they intended.
That's the title of this podcast.
Next thing.
Joel does it wrong.
Whatever. Yeah. Everything I do is wrong. New Wolfenstein game.
Black is white, up is down, and short is long.
Think about it. What? New Wolfenstein game. Speaking of nonsense that you're saying.
How do I quote Weird Al and you not whatever?
Everything you know is wrong. I know where you're going with that.
Whatever.
You know, that's a TMBG style parody. So is I Remember Larry. When you think about that, it's actually really weird to go back and listen to those songs. So there's a new Wolfenstein game with Nazi zombies. Raven is making it? Did Raven always make Wolfenstein? They didn't.
Raven made the last Wolfenstein. It made it before then.
The one from, like, 2000?
Yeah, Return to Castle Wolfenstein. The one that had the flamethrower that everybody was, like, jizzing all over themselves.
I actually had a computer that could play video games at that time, and I played that.
It's quite a ways back.
It was a long time ago. I tried to play straight through it without cheating, and I didn't succeed.
Wow, you're really bad at video games.
Not a good gamer, nope.
No.
Not something I aspire to. I draw comics. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to say anything about it?
I'm pretty sure I can't talk about... I don't know how much
Do you know
public.
Any of the public information that you're
I have no idea what's public.
Okay, never mind.
It's probably going to be terrible.
Oh.
Aw.
I didn't know Raven was still a company. Whenever you talk about Rick working for Raven, you made it sound like they folded years ago.
No, they're still around. I have...
Cold up there.
2 ex-interns that are working there now.
Are they here?
No, they went to school here at SMU. They were my interns, and now they work for Raven.
I mean, no, are they... Is Raven in Dallas?
No, it's up in Wisconsin.
They're in Wisconsin.
I don't know where anything is. The fuck should I know about it?
Yeah, they're up in
Madison.
Snow
that's
country.
That's the capital of the state.
Okay.
Sure. It's capital of the United States. Madison.
Comic news. There was a lot of comic news this week.
I think they're doing it wrong.
Number one, remember how Batman died and everyone's like, what the fuck's going to happen to Batman? Who's going to take over?
When did this happen? What?
Over the last 6 months, there's been a storyline called Batman Rest in Peace. Where they actually killed Bruce Wayne.
What?
And someone
as opposed to just Bane breaking his back way back
right,
then.
Right, okay. Which, you know, it's basically the same storyline because now there's people fighting for the title. 2 previous Robins
you
and like a
fight.
And a Batgirl want to be Batman.
Oh, yeah, right.
To Batman?
To Batman.
So he, yeah, I don't know. That threw me off there. They made it seem... They wanted you to think that his father wasn't dead and his father killed him.
What?
And that's not... I don't know if they've said if that's true or not yet, but... So it turns out he's not dead.
Batman isn't dead?
They finally... He's been dead for like a month. They finally revealed that Bruce Wayne is actually in the Stone Age. He got thrown back in time, and he is now surviving.
Did he get, like, punched in the face so hard?
Yes. No, it's actually the balls. If you get kicked in the balls so hard, it throttles you backward in time.
Well, I mean, I know you can see time when that happens.
Right. You see in bullet time, but then hard enough, and you actually go back in time.
That's...
So, yeah, there's, like, one frame of him, like, in a cave with a caveman, like dinosaurs and shit.
Wow, so the caveman and the Batman are gonna fight?
I think the caveman died, and Batman's, like, wearing his loincloth.
And so then that's the original Batcave?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
And the original Batmobile was a...
Fucking Fred Flintstone. His feet stick out the bottom.
It was a mastodon.
Yeah.
Don't you mean a batodon?
He's got a
batstodon?
He's made a little robin out of, like, dirt and clay, and he's like, quick robin to the batstodon.
But it's not.
I'm so sad.
It's not in the Bat Cave then, right? Because they didn't really know what a cave was, but it was like the Bat Hole.
The Bat Hole?
Head what? To the Bat opening hole but over
he,
there.
What? He still knows what it is.
They didn't have the word cave back
but
then.
He's no, from but the present day.
He went back in
well,
time.
Whatever.
They didn't turn him into a cave.
He doesn't want.
It
he doesn't
a
want
caveman,
them to catch.
Batman.
He doesn't want them to catch on. Yeah. So he starts using old school terms.
Do you know how talking works?
Yeah. Let me explain. They didn't take a caveman, make him Batman, and then put him in that cave.
That would have made for an excellent comic book.
No. Yes.
See, maybe I'm just like. I'm so spitting out what I want.
If we took Eli and put Eli in prehistoric times, he'd be like, whoa, what's this hole in the side of a mountain? Brrr, blows my mind. I'm a caveman.
I'm going to call it a box. Because it hasn't been invented yet.
It's good, man. It's good. All of a sudden, we'd be in the present day, and shit would start getting dumber because Eli had been affecting it in the past. Like, the names for things would start being stupid.
I'm gonna go
back to my house box hole. Why did I say that? What's
can
a house?
Give me the keys to my car line.
Go mobile. Wheel box.
My vroom vroom.
Everything's a box. My wheel go box. What's a car? Why did I almost say car? What's that even mean? Oh well, at least we live in the United States of Mexico, America.
Box.
Speaking of Batman, while he's gone, the actual title Batman has been taken over by the new Batwoman, who is the first openly gay superhero currently with a leading title.
Clearly she's a lesbian.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Well, being she's, Batwoman...
Does she still have a utility belt?
It's full of dildos.
Does she, can she change a tire?
What? Does she have flannel bat suit? I don't know. She doesn't have a buzz cut either.
Everyone can eat shit!
Is the Batmobile a U-Haul now?
She has flaming red hair, what? If that matters.
Gay people understand that one. Sorry.
What does a U-Haul have to do with being gay?
No. Just being a lesbian.
They live in U-Hauls?
It's a very important distinction.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew a lesbian that managed a sporting goods store in Beaumont. Who lived in a motorhome in the parking lot of the sporting goods store.
Uh-huh, yeah.
With her partner, who also worked there.
Right, uh-huh.
Is that normal?
For a lesbian.
Is there some sort of rift between you and lesbians?
No, at least one person in the chat room got it.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So you're making broad stroke generalization stereotypes to make one guy laugh.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Next thing. Okay, Eli, you're probably the only one of us actively reading current comics, if you are still doing that. Do you read anything in the Ultimate Universe?
Currently not, like, this past week.
Well, they've got some big-ass storyline called Ultimatum that is ending the Ultimate Universe, and then they're spinning it off into its own imprint.
Huh.
It's going to be called Ultimate Comics.
I didn't know that.
It's no longer going to be, like, Marvel features Ultimate Spider-Man. It's going to be Spider-Man made by Ultimate Comics.
Right.
And I think...
That's so confusing.
I think they're going to start phasing out Marvel over the course of time.
That's weird.
Like, Marvel will make movies and Ultimate will make comics. Because kids, you know, they made Ultimate because kids couldn't get in touch with, like, 45 years worth of Spider-Man trivia. So they started over.
Sure, why not?
At first I thought it was a lame idea, but now it seems like, I guess I understand. I mean,
it's
X-Men was already 45 years old when I started reading it, and it was confusing.
It's a new group of artists.
Yeah, but
a new
none
group
of that mattered
of
at all.
Out there.
Fucking jump in wherever you jump in and just fucking hang on for the ride. That
I
was
did,
the
except I was really interested in the trivia, so I'd start learning more, and I'm like, wait, that doesn't even make sense. Like,
then that's your own fault.
That guy's died 7 times.
You're doing it wrong.
You guys are dickwads. Also, Marvel news. Marvel is going to start selling digital comics through iTunes. And I've linked here to a trailer for one of them. It's very weird. They are taking... I've seen people do this on YouTube as like an experiment, animating an old comic. But they're taking the source art for the comic and then like using Flash to like bend it and move it and like have someone slide into the frame and like... And then the voice acting is terrible.
I'm
Wolverine!
It's no surprise, and I don't have a link for it, but there's like other devices that they're trying to come out with that are like basically as thin as like the top of our laptop backs that'll just upload, you know, the New York Post, all like...
The Kindle does that.
All that stuff. And the whole idea is just that it's just going to go digital and no more newspapers, all that stuff, you know, and we've talked about that before in the past, but... It's just a matter of time, you know, before...
Yeah, but this isn't a matter of putting the art in a digital format, which is fine for me. I mean, they're actually partially half-assedly animating it and then giving it voiceover. It's weird. It's like a half cartoon.
Right, that's for lazy kids.
To me, it's bizarre. Like, you can't... For instance, you can't go, I love this panel, I want to stare at it for an hour. It just keeps going.
Pause. Panel keeps moving. It's kind of freaking me out because he's... Everywhere I move, it's like he's staring at me.
Who is?
The panel.
Do you have the Phelps bong?
Can I have it?
No.
No!
It's for no! 500 meter.
It's not fucking okay! No! McG! I like that they actually addressed him as McG. Like,
but
it's like
Dad!
McC. I think you just saw McG.
Oh no.
McC.
Oh
no. I suggest everyone watch that trailer though. It's very odd. And it was for Astonishing X-Men, so it was a book that I'd read. And like, I don't know. It's just fucking bizarre.
I think this is the part where you tell the kids to get off your lawn. Pretty sure.
You really think that that's the way people are going to be reading comics from now on? Partially animated movies?
I'm saying it's something you will never appreciate, and I will probably never appreciate, but it's probably...
But when Eli goes to, like, the 40th anniversary of the first Spider-Man something convention, there'll be kids that are like, I didn't expect Green Goblin to be bad. Like, what? Like, I didn't think Jason would come
back. Like, I didn't expect the pictures to not be moving.
Right,
like, what do you mean I have to read?
Actually, it's going to be exactly like the cafe in Back to the Future 2. You got to play this game with your hands? That's for babies.
I like to bait. Baiting. I like baiting.
I like money.
What's that?
That's what it's eventually going to get to.
Oh, okay. You're killing me with these references. Kill me. I don't know where you're going. Okay.
Because of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
Speaking of, that's making its television premiere on Comedy Central this week.
What? Great. I'm sure it'll get, like, no ratings at all.
On Comedy Central, as, like, a Saturday afternoon movie, I bet they'll start playing that in, like, a dozen times a day rotation. Except that, you know, that sucks that they have to cut things out of that movie for TV. It would lose some of its impact.
Probably.
So there you go. The last thing in internet and also in comics here. Is that several of our own fancy bastards went to New York Comic Con, and Sean has documented all of it in the forum.
It's crazy. It's awesome.
With a massive write-up, details from all the panels, and also a picture series on Flickr. And he even organized them nicely. One set for costumes and one set for meeting people. Now, there's a major disappointment in all of this. He was wearing a Hijinks and Sue shirt for most of it, but when he met Joss Whedon, he was not.
Aww.
Because what would have happened is Joss Whedon would have said, I like that shirt, I'm interested in that property. Can you get me in touch
oh my God.
With the person that created it? And I want to produce sure. a show with him.
Sure.
And it didn't happen. And so Sean has let me down forever.
That's okay, though. Maybe next time.
It met my shirt met Penny Arcade, though.
Your shirt met...
Yeah. So that's cool.
Penny Arcade shirt?
Which one?
The Fancy Bastard shirt.
Oh, the... So I met Penny Arcade.
Yeah, why not? Well, you did, actually. Saying.
Well, yeah, that too.
Moving on.
They're like, hey, I know that guy.
On that shirt. Like, isn't that the guy that worked at one company that we were at for 5 minutes? That paid us a fuck ton of money to make some comics that nobody cared about?
Yeah, that one.
They fired Eli. Remember, aren't those just the guys that fired Eli? That's what they know. That's how they know.
Who does that podcast once a week?
By reputation only. Yeah. I'm from Gearbox Software. Well, I've never heard of them. We fired Eli. Oh, those guys. Those guys. Yeah, we hate those guys. Moving on to Top Explode. It's going to be all TV this week. We've got Battlestar, Dollhouse Premiere.
Oh, my God.
And Fringe. Before we talk about those, because those are going to go long, I want to talk about Fringe quickly. Did anyone else watch the mid-season finale of Fringe?
No.
No.
Damn
but
it.
I saw the clip from...
The Soup.
The Soup. Oh, I haven't seen The Soup yet, so don't spoil it.
I haven't seen
it.
The Soup yet either.
So no spoilers.
Okay.
Now.
No, this is going to be spoilers. Partial spoilers. Fringe started off like it was going to be a Lost type of show where you have to see every single episode or none of them make sense. They very quickly changed course and started doing entirely self-contained X-Files style monster of the week, disease of the week, terrorism of the week type of thing. And I'm like, if this show never picks back up on its overall arcing mythology or whatever, I think it's going to lose its identity. In the final episode of the before the season hiatus, they have established the mythology of the show, and it's actually really cool. It piqued my interest. I kind of want to say what it is.
Please don't, because I have all of them sitting on the server at home. Like, I'll watch it all this weekend if I have to.
I won't. They've explained, they have given the reason behind the pattern. Why
okay.
it's important. They've explained now why Olivia is important. They've made it.
Is it because she's a terrible actress?
Yes. An Australian.
I knew it.
They've also an unlikable. And
I
dull.
Seriously hate her. Oh my God.
But
the
Pacey,
blonde girl? The main girl?
Pacey continues to only serve as a foil for when Denethor says something disgusting.
Denethor?
The only lines he has in
well,
any
I was
show.
One. I was thinking maybe perhaps if we did this one thing, it might work.
And he's like, well, actually, no, it has to involve like mutilating cow intestines or something.
Well, I was thinking maybe right. if he would open up this cow, I could potentially maybe get the brain to work again.
Too much information, Dad. That's it. That's all he's got.
Are you just being snarky? That,
yeah. Every episode. Every
that's,
episode.
That's funny because that's exactly what happened on The Soup this week.
I'm changing his name to TMI Pacey.
That's why they changed. That's why they took the clip. I was like, why are they showing a clip of Fringe on The Soup? And then I was like, oh, okay.
Because Denethor says like, pardon me, I believe I farted. And he's like, we didn't need to know that, Walter.
Yeah.
Zing. Zing of the day. So, it's all.
The what?
It's typically something involved, like, oh, yeah, on this week, some guy's, all of his Orify closed up.
What?
And he goes, did you check the penis and anus?
That's what they showed on The Soup.
And there's like, TMI Pacey, that's too much information, Walter. Zing! Thank you. TMI Pacey, thank you.
Please come back.
That's his only role in the show. But I'm now excited for when the show picks up again. I'm very interested to see where it goes now. Oh, also...
Well, then you've given me a little bit of hope to
actually
watch
A little bit more
it.
Of why Denethor is so important was reported.
Is yes. it because...
I wish this.
He's the king of men, or what? Like
he was the steward of Gondor.
Whatever.
He wasn't the real king, and that was part of his problem. And there you go. So, he was like rubbing grease on the cow's tits. He's like,
we call those udders. Dude.
Peter, come look at this. And he's like, didn't need to see that, Walter. Thank you, TMI Pacey. Thank you.
Hey.
Cow titties. Hey.
Oh,
speaking of hey, there is a gif on the internet of Fonzie from Arrested Development doing a side-by-side cut with Fonzie from Happy Days, showing that when he looks in a mirror... He does the, like, I'm going to get my comb out, I look at myself, and I don't need to because I look so good. and they've spliced them together where it should, and it's exactly the fucking same. It's so
that's
great.
That's awesome.
He's like, hey. So anyway, that's awesome. Find it. Okay, so what first? Battlestar or Dollhouse?
I haven't seen either.
What?
Okay, wait, Eli? We went to the drive-in.
Have you not seen Battlestar either?
No. Then we can't talk about it because it's epic.
We went to the drive-in and didn't get home until like 2.
Y'all might have to leave the room because I have to talk about Battlestar.
We can talk about last week's Battlestar.
No.
Last week's Battlestar doesn't really matter compared to
anymore.
This week's Battlestar.
We didn't talk about
holy
last week's.
Holy fucking tits.
I need to talk theories.
Oh my God. Daniel! Who was Daniel?
I have ideas.
I have ideas too.
I want to talk about it.
God damn it. Now you just fucking like cock blocked me so hard.
Y'all can go sit in the living room for a few minutes or something. I need to talk about Battlestar.
You can go get Josh's gift ready.
Okay, go do that.
What?
And we'll talk about Battlestar for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I was just going to go eat cake.
Do that.
Okay, can you bring me a Dr. Pepper whenever you come back then, please?
How are we going to know that you were done?
Because we're going to call you.
Huh? I'll let you know.
Oh my God. How did they not see Battlestar?
I don't know. I don't even know how that's possible.
That's why I delayed the podcast from noon to 2, because I knew I was going to have to watch it this morning.
I'm surprised you're even up by then.
Yeah, we all are.
Okay, guys. We're going to talk about Battlestar, so spoilers ahead. If you were not caught up on last night's most recent episode of Battlestar, it was called, like, Dicks of Fury or something like that. The devil has two anuses.
It was Exit something.
Yes. Exit some strategy?
Exit here or something.
This is not an exit. I don't remember. Exit only?
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay, so Battlestar. I was telling my wife before it started, I was like, they've only got 5 episodes left.
Yeah.
They are going to have to start sitting down and explaining everything for an hour.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be enough time. And then that's what they did.
I seriously, that is the most information that I think has come out of that show ever.
That's what I said. It was like a colon cleansing. It was like a fucking high colonic. I got a Battlestar colonic.
Oh my God.
Because in an hour, you learn
more.
They
went over 18 months of what was going on
secrets.
On the other side.
And you learn more than you did in the whole previous season, practically.
I love Ellen.
Yeah.
See, she
do you feel better about the final Cylon now?
I never felt bad about the final.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of people were like, Ellen's a cop-out. I think it's pretty cool now.
I've always loved Ellen because
she was a
whore.
I know. You just like bitches on TV. So.
And I love that she keeps calling Cavill John.
So here's the spoilers. So here's the spoilers. We were pausing it every 5 seconds to like recap to ourselves. Like,
what?
Not even that. Just to say it out loud so we could try and piece it all together.
Yeah, it gets confusing.
Because they basically gave away probably 2/3 of the... of the secrets in that episode.
Well, and they covered maybe 2,000 years of human
ish
slash
history?
Cylon evolution history
so
something.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but originally all humans lived on Kobol, right?
Maybe. I don't know if it starts on Kobol or if it starts on Earth.
No, don't the 12 tribes... The 13 tribes leave Kobol. They never say why.
But it says that they were going to Earth, but whenever Ellen describes it, she says that they were backtracking. Whenever they got to the algae planet and then built the temple that pointed their way to Earth, they said they were backtracking from Kobol. So I imagine they were at Earth. I don't
know. Look,
it's going back thousands of years.
Here's what I've pieced together.
Cavill's
I believe they all started on Kobol. And then for some unknown reason, the 13 tribes leave Kobol. 12 of them go left and found the 12 colonies. It just so happens they find a system with 12 inhabitable planets. 13th tribe goes right and says, fuck y'all, we're going to find Earth.
Right.
Okay, I got the impression from that episode that the 13th tribe were all of the Cylons from Kobol.
Okay.
That they were not humans at all.
Okay.
And that only Cylons went to Earth.
Okay.
But that's still up for conjecture.
Not sure.
But to me, it seems like they are... Now, I don't know why they haven't come out right out... As much as they came right out and said, why didn't they say Cylons the 13th tribe? I don't... But when they found all the dead bodies on Earth, there were no humans.
There were Cylon parts and models they didn't know about.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, and then, okay, then Anders starts spilling his guts.
Yeah, which was awesome.
In the best, like, what do you call that, a denouement or a monologue or something, where he's basically just like, okay, I've got
a subdermal hematoma.
Yeah. Just spits shit out and explains
brain salad. What was it?
2,000 years of history. It was aphasia, but yeah. So he says they lived on Earth. There was another apocalypse coming. It seems as though Earth was purely populated by Cylons. There was another apocalypse coming. The five of them revived resurrection technology.
Right.
Which apparently had been in use by, he says, the 13th tribe.
Right.
Okay, if the 13th tribe wasn't all Cylons, they wouldn't need resurrection, I believe.
Right, I don't know.
So it seems like they were. But then he says they stopped using it once we started procreating. Same right. thing's happening now. Cylons are starting to procreate. So let's assume they were all Cylons. And they revive resurrection technology. Ellen's the leader that does it. They put their brains into a ship.
Would you put your brain in a robot body?
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't have Eli to play the sound cards right now. It's C-Lab. It's a show you don't know. Right. God damn it. God's damn it.
I understand. So, they get in a ship. They fly for 2,000 years in semi-suspended animation.
And, yeah, sub-light speed, which is apparently important.
To stop the 12 tribes from being bastards to their Cylons.
I guess.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
He said, keep them close, but treat them well, or something like that. So they get there, and the war is already happening. They're like, fuck. They stop the war by teaching the Cylon Centurions,
right,
which the 12 tribes made.
Right.
So apparently, no matter what happens, humans eventually invent Cylons.
Right.
It's just going to happen.
Right.
So they've invented their own. So they teach the 12 tribes how to make skin jobs. The 12 tribes tried it with the hybrids and failed.
Mm-hmm.
That explains them, which was neat. I mean, they're not the same animal. That's interesting. Then they make... So the five are all that's left of the previous 13th tribe. They make Cavil, and he's an asshole. And this is what's weird to me. I did not expect this at all. Cavil's been pulling the strings for the whole show.
Yeah.
He's been making everything happen for the entire show.
Sure. He's a dick.
So he started the genocide.
Probably.
He started the final five. He implanted them with fake memories and stuck them in the humans.
In places where they would be able to make enough of a difference that they would have a shitty fucking life.
Yeah. But did not expect them to survive. He expected them to die in the Holocaust and then
be resurrected and be like,
"Told you so."
Totally better, and then want to continue to annihilate the rest of the humans.
So it's crazy happenstance.
Backfired, motherfucker.
It's crazy happenstance that they all survived.
Yeah,
but he rescued Ellen. Did you not catch that?
Wait, what do you mean he rescued?
She was talking to him, and she's like, "And John, and you put me on that transport, and you sent me to."
Yeah,
he made sure she survived for some reason.
Too bad Ty didn't.
So the whole time... What?
Nothing. Go on.
Ty's still alive?
Yeah. No, Ty didn't make sure she survived.
Oh,
that's what I meant.
Okay. So then... Oh, so the whole time that everyone's been like, Final Five, Final Five, Cavil's known everything. He did it. Here's what's bizarre to me. They must have made Cavil, made everybody else, and then never shown themselves to them. Because no other Cylons know anything about the Final Five.
Right.
That still has to be explained. I mean, he hasn't revealed Ellen the entire time to anyone but Boomer.
Right.
So...
And actually, I want to know where the fuck they're going when Boomer ran off with Ellen in the little ship.
Like, you never watched the next week on...
No, I don't, because I'm not a fucking dumb
fuck. Well, do you want me to tell you where
they go? No, don't!
Okay.
Don't fucking spoil that shit.
All right.
God damn it. You're not supposed to watch that. You already know you want to watch next week. You don't need a fucking teaser.
Also, Galactica is falling, apart.
Falling apart, yeah.
I love that they're like, oh, by the way, it's not just this. The whole ship is fucked.
Yeah,
it's too old. It's not meant for this. And then he also blames it on the drop into atmosphere.
I know. I thought that was awesome. It was like, dude, you did the coolest thing ever. Turns out you fucked the entire ship.
So they're going to spray Cylon baby batter all over Galactica's hull.
Cylon jism
it's
everywhere.
It's
going to
be like that scene from Ghostbusters 2 when they're spraying
the
down.
Statue?
Yeah.
Guess we're going to have to. My God. Okay, whatever. God, I love Ghostbusters.
So
I'm
going to spray it down with positive pink jelly and then control it with an NES
Advantage
joystick.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I assume it will become sentient at some point.
I hope it does.
In the next five episodes.
Just like a giant red fucking light on the front just starts sliding back and forth for no reason.
Oh, God, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Wow, that would be cool.
It just it grows the red light? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, no, it's organic metal. It was just like...
Sure.
We'll just make it. That'd be so great.
Put some spinners on it.
So then the last thing is a reveal of that we weren't crazy. They never named a number 7.
Right.
And so there is a number 7,
yeah.
Which Cavill...
Loving it.
Hated him and
loving
destroyed
it.
Him. Here's my guesses.
Who is Daniel?
I have three guesses.
I have one
Zach
guess.
Adama?
Maybe.
Bill Adama?
Maybe.
Or Baltar?
Oh, that's none of my... None
okay,
of,
who do you think?
None of my guesses. Starbucks dad.
Okay. She's
because,
an artist.
Right. And then she keeps seeing visions of shit that she shouldn't be.
That
There's
would
something weird
her.
About her.
See?
And because it says that Cavill said that he fucked with the DNA on it and like...
Poisoned the DNA
Poisoned the DNA and maybe Starbucks a genetic accident. I don't know.
Like maybe Starbucks is Daniel?
Or maybe that's the case of...
Yeah, it flipped chromosomes or something.
Maybe. She is mannish.
She was on Nip Tuck this week. And extremely not mannish.
Oh, I was about to say, did she have
can,
like 12 penises
she
or what?
She can actually be hot when she's not killing people with guns, I guess. Which makes her hot.
No,
in other
that
ways,
is hot.
But,
that I'm fucking hot for her
yeah,
when she does that.
So, Starbuck is something, but Rosalind is something too. Everyone having visions, that has to be explained.
Yeah, but Rosalind's been on drugs the whole time.
She's sharing minds with three other people.
Oh, there was all the hallucinations about the
opera,
opera
house.
I'm forgetting about that.
She shared brain time with a six and with
brain time
Boomer, I guess, or with Athena.
When Anders is in bed talking about the five of them before the nukes went off on Earth the first time, was saying that each of them kept seeing someone, but only they could see the person. It happened real quick. It was one off, and then somebody screamed, like, he's crashing or something.
I thought he
and
was...
That made me wonder about Baltar always seeing the six, that only he could see the six.
That's true. That's still a massive mystery, which I believe that's going to be the Cylon God.
Oh, that six is?
I think it's going to... No, I think it's a consciousness. I think it's a consciousness that's traveling from mind to mind or from body to body, that it's just an AI that they consider to be the one true God. Because they still believe in that. Ellen still believes in that.
Okay.
So, that's got to be explained. So, Starbuck still has to be explained. My thought, I didn't think about her being in any way related to Daniel, so maybe she is, but...
That was just my only, about him being a
my
artist
thought
and everything.
Was that Cavill took her dead body and reanimated her, but they don't actually have resurrection technology at that time, do they? No, they still do. They still do. They haven't blown up the base star yet. When she comes back.
It doesn't matter about the Bay Star. It matters
I mean,
about
the
Resurrection
hub.
Ship.
Yeah, that's still around.
Do they have another one somewhere?
It's still around.
Oh, no, no, no,
she
no, no,
back.
No, no, no. Whenever she exploded in the cloud thing, they still had it then.
My thought was, would he just resurrect her to fuck with everybody?
Probably.
Since now you know that there's not a driving... There's a person behind it all, not a driving like force of consciousness,
like a need or something.
They're
not Borg.
It's just a guy. It's just a guy being an asshole. That
right.
That changes everything for me because I was expecting this mythology to really play out, like there was going to be this grand scheme. And
I don't see it. It's not one guy. It's the entire line of Cavill. Like
no, it's just that one Cavill that knows what's going on. He's the first John. The other Cavills don't know,
but the other Cavills. Still think the same way that he does.
Though I would think that he is the Cavill from New Caprica.
I'm curious
because
if
he was fucking his mom. I know. That's so gross.
Well, wait. Didn't she say that she named him after her father?
Yep. She made him look like him too.
Right.
So that's
he
even
was
weirder.
Fucking his daughter.
That's even weirder.
Yeah, there's some seriously gross shit going on there.
Yeah.
Can we bring them back in now? I think or
and the last
else?
Thing.
Oh.
The last thing is that we still need explanations on Rosalind's brain and on Starbucks' existence. We need to know what and who Daniel is, and we need to know what the Brain Six and the Brain Baltar are.
Right.
And the other Cylons still have to remember who they are.
Right.
So maybe we should shoot them all in the head.
Sweet.
Okay,
we should after the show, we'll watch the episode again with them.
Go get them.
Okay.
Come back! All right, so Josh is going to get them. You know, the show's still going on. If anybody wants to come back in here. I guess now I have to vamp until they get back. Wait, there's Eli.
Dude, I was watching Battlestar.
There's Denise. Well, did you really think it was going to be 45 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Shh.
Okay. Now I think we can talk about... You can leave that open now because there's no one here. I think we can talk about Dollhouse because there's really no spoilers.
I let the cat in. Is that okay?
Into what? Like into a blender?
Into the house.
Well, he lives here.
He was meowing. I don't know. I thought maybe you turned him out.
Turned him out like a trick?
You motherfucking cocksuckers.
I think we can talk about Dollhouse safely because there's really nothing to spoil. Just give your general impressions. Okay. You're doing good. You're doing excellent.
So I take it the two of you did not see...
Nope.
Okay. We're watching people get stabbed with a machete. Without shirts and boobs. And
without boobs?
Kinda.
No, wait, no. That movie was called Tears of the Sun, and that was disgusting.
Okay, so Dollhouse.
What? That
women got their boobs cut off with machetes in that movie, and they show it.
They did that on a recent episode of Nip Tuck.
It was really disturbing.
Why would you cut off boobs?
Okay, so, Dollhouse.
Terrible.
That's kind of how I am. I'm kind of,
I will definitely be watching it. I enjoyed parts of it, and there were parts of it that were kind of just, eh. The whole motorcycle opening dance party thing was just like...
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they're kind of setting up the rules for their little game.
It's
and
so going to get canceled.
I know it's going to get canceled. That's why I'm trying not to let myself become too emotionally involved.
That is my advice.
It's like,
everyone watch it. Do not get attached.
Well, it's okay.
And that might not be an issue.
You know, I don't need your last name. No, you cannot sleep here. Get out. That's the...
Yeah.
We're done here.
Exactly. Money's on the dresser. Ratings are on the dresser, Chocolate.
They don't get money.
They already got paid. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so for anyone that for some reason doesn't know, the premise of Dollhouse is that these agents or actives have their brains wiped for 5 years, and during that time they're in service to the Dollhouse agency. They can be hired out by anyone for a price and have any personality downloaded into their brain. There were several things. Oh, so they can be the best secret agent, the best lover, the best whatever, doctor, lawyer. There were several things that were very Whedon about that. For instance, they spent almost the entire episode opening doors to potential plots. Pretty much the whole pilot was little snippets of things
things here and there. Yeah.
Yeah. If you know Whedon well enough, you know, for instance, 5 minutes into it, I said, what happens if she encounters somebody from her real past or from the past of one of the people
of
that
her
she's
imprint, yeah.
imprinted with?
And ta-da!
Happens in the first episode.
Yeah.
Also, it turns out the imprinted personalities are just amalgams of tons of people, but they're all real people.
Which is interesting. I like that.
Yeah, I thought... To me, it was going to be impossible for them to say, yeah, we programmed an entire life from scratch. Yeah. So they download it from corpses of professional whatevers and upload them. Hilo plays the FBI agent who is searching for the Dollhouse. That whole plot line was a little bit... They could have thrown that out. I wouldn't have cared.
I don't know. It was kind of interesting. The whole thing in the bathroom, I don't know if you caught this. Whenever he follows that guy into the bathroom,
yes.
He puts the guy in the back. That guy was a doll.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, at the very end. You see there's five of them, three girls and two guys that get into the little sleep chambers. He's one of those guys.
He was?
Yeah.
So he's already maybe infiltrating...
He's already found one. I don't know if he knows it.
No, I'm saying that doll is infiltrating the Russian prostitution ring or whatever.
I'm willing to bet the Russian prostitution ring
is the doll
girls in. Whether or not it is the Dollhouse or they're just affiliated, I don't know.
We'll see, but they made it clear that Echo had gotten into some bad shit, and she's trading it for doll
right.
duty.
Yeah,
doll duty.
Like, she got her doll duty card, and she's like, fuck!
Yeah.
I'm throwing it away, and her friend's like, you better not. We'll come after you.
You said duty.
You said a thing about dicks.
Really?
So,
I don't know. It's there's some cool parts.
So the Whedney stuff they're going to have to go through is going to be Echo's past coming back to haunt her.
Right.
And the fact that she doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
Echo is going to start, I guarantee you, slowly start actualizing as a real person again.
Probably.
Because if they don't, the blankness
is be
very
dumb.
Weird. Yeah. It's hard to watch. I was asking my wife, like, when they're not imprinted, who are they? It turns out they have like a blank slate personality where they just kind of don't care about anything.
What are we doing here?
You want to get a massage?
Okay. Yeah, massage. Why are you sticking needles in that girl? And why is she screaming in agony? And I'm going to go sleep
I'm going to go have a
now.
Massage. Yeah.
They're like cats.
Yes. But less sinister.
They're more like dolls.
Oh! That makes so really? Much. And then they're in the house!
Really?
I want to go home now.
So,
who gets voted out first?
That's it. Doll reality house. Doll Big Brother. Oh, man. The one Asian-ish doll looks like a crazy robot.
Yeah.
Her and eyes...
She kills like a crazy robot,
her
too.
Her eyes start at her ears and then wrap around like Cyclops' visor. That bitch looks crazy.
What's going to be awesome because you know she's going to do some like amazing ass
She'll
kicking.
Cut you open with her eye slits. She looks terrifying. Her face is like... It's like nice leather stretched over like three bone points with like eye slits that are 4 inches wide.
What?
Oh my god. She looked nuts. Also, and Scott in the forum points this out too, Eliza's not actually that good of an actress. She's just not. And I think
neither is Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Eliza would have made a better Buffy than Sarah Michelle Gellar. But
she made a wonderful Faith. That's all that matters.
She did. But when they, for instance, when she shifted from like party girl, which she did pretty well,
right.
to like business only hostage negotiator,
yeah.
I didn't think she played the part very well. And the show needs to be carried by the fact that she really does become the person
right.
every time.
That is one thing that I will say Alias did well, that Sydney.
Oh, I still have to watch that show.
Oh, you should. Just watch the first two seasons.
First
That's
two?
It.
Okay.
And then don't ever watch any of the okay. last three because they don't matter at all.
I never thought she was super pretty. She looked kind of mannish, actually.
Jesse Monster in the forum says that Asian chick looks like she was designed in a CAD program. And she looks like Daniel Day Kim. And she does.
Aww.
He looks fake, too.
How does he look fake?
He has a crazy pointy face. Like, his, I don't know, his
That's
skeleton
why he's
structure.
An actor.
Like, when, acting! Like when future societies find the skull of Daniel Day Kim, they're gonna be like, it's a different breed of man. Some sort of ape lizard. It's a dinosaur.
Damn you.
It was Earth all along.
Well, that's what happens when you fucking like nuke an entire culture. God.
That's true.
What?
The culture jumps in the fridge.
What? I don't think we nuked any Koreans.
What?
They're Korean.
We never nuked any Koreans. So
where are you from again, Denise?
No, shut up. I hate you.
Slant it up or slant it down.
Which, God damn it. What way? The fuck?
Is he a brother?
Can you, like, one up, one down?
Pimps let's move
up?
On to...
Pimps up, hose down?
Let's move on to the mail sack.
What are you talking about?
I recommend everyone watch Dollhouse. I don't know. Whedon's going to have to pull a Whedon for me to really get into it. I hate saying that. Please don't take that as a lukewarm... review. Just watch it.
That
so
is
was
a warm
though.
Review.
What
the
know,
fuck?
I know. Just watch it.
Too bad.
Just, you know,
let it breathe. Let it breathe.
There's potential there.
Let it breathe.
It was better written than fucking Heroes ever was.
It's true.
It's like a cheap wine. You let it.
Francia.
Let it.
The
box
more you,
wine.
The yeah. more you drink it, the more
no,
you don't
no,
care.
You
wow. Best analogy ever.
I was going to go with you let it sit down for a while, but yeah, that works too.
Yeah, like, either way.
You've been there, Denise.
Either the quality goes up or your expectations go down. Which I'll take either with Dollhouse.
Sure.
Fine.
Okay.
Sure. Like either would work for me.
You know, they built a lovely, huge set.
There were so many Whedon openings where, okay, number one, they already revealed that in the second episode, there's a renegade doll that's escaped.
Okay.
Who's going to try and take them down?
Sure.
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
She's gone rogue.
And it's a he, actually. And they're all named after military call signs for the alphabet. So she's Echo, there's Sierra, there's like Nevada, and then the guy that's escaped is named Alpha. So
oh, well, that explains what that thing was at the
I want to be Foxtrot.
Brilliant!
Whiskey Tango.
I'm Whiskey.
Just Whiskey.
You're, no, they just call you Whiskey for a different reason. God, he smells like whiskey. Let's call him Whiskey.
You know, so, actually, when Josh
is a doll, the client comes in and they're like, all right, we need your best assassin. They're like, maybe you need kind of a dumpy gay dude? No, we need your most skilled, acrobatic, highly proficient with a sniper rifle assassin.
He's on special.
Are you? Yeah. Would you be okay with a dude with two machetes chained to his wrist? Yeah.
Is he super cut? Like cut? No.
But he'll provide his own body paint.
He's been cut.
He's cut, but not like that.
Not the way you're thinking.
Not like that. Not he's like this. Good at video games. What do you think? Half price.
Oh, the card.
What?
Before we do the mail, just
we're gonna do a card before we do the mail.
Again, let's sticking with the theme of Josh's gay birthday, which I also thought it was funny at the drive-in last night because they played the really, 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 really old trailers and they're like, welcome to the drive-in and have a gay old time. And I was like, yay.
Let's all go to the gay stuff. Let's all go to the bathhouse.
And it's like a hot dog. Like the hot dog jumps in the bun. Yeah. And he's like, you guys be gay.
Don't get too gay in there, hot dog. Slip right between the buns.
All right, so here's the
use
card.
Some mustard so it goes
in
easy.
I think you should show that to the webcam.
Yeah, I think you should, actually.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so read it to the class.
Josh is opening the card. Read it. Read the card.
Got the birthday blues. And it's a leather muscle daddy with a scar on the cover. I'll show you in a second.
Okay. Muscle daddy. I like that you don't hesitate with the name muscle daddy.
How about a big bear hug? Okay, so
where did you find this?
Same place, Target.
Oh my god! What's wrong with his tit?
He's been working at that. That never mind. We'll not discuss.
He does that on purpose.
Yes, that is completely on purpose.
Why?
Just so we're clear, I actually recognize this guy.
What?
I have porn with this guy.
Wait, what's his?
Wait, do you mean that like it sounds, or actually?
Is that a ring going through his dick hole? I can't tell from here what that is.
That is a Prince Albert.
Okay.
So, yes, that is pierced through his dick hole.
Why would you do that to your nipples?
Do what to the nipples?
Because some people like it when you tug on their nipples. And if you're one of those people that likes it when you tug on their nipples, that happens after like 20 years of tugging on your nipples.
Wow, he looks like a cow udder. Here, let me just hold it up for the viewing audience.
No, don't do that. There's children.
There's not children. There shouldn't be.
Gay man. A baby ham. Josh.
Yeah. Ow.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Which one of you had to pay for that?
That would be me. Okay. And it was funny.
Where did you get this?
It's funny because you could pass.
Right. It was
funny.
You're
like, I need this.
No, it was funny because the place was packed.
For my bro.
No, it was all women in there.
It was all women in there.
It's the dildo shop.
Where is it?
Sarah's Secrets, the dildo shop.
Oh.
That's Sarah's Secrets at Preston and 121.
Yeah, sponsor of this week's podcast.
Nice.
No, it was just funny because like Denise was looking at cards and there was one that had like a... two hot dog buns and a hot dog next to it, and the hot dog's looking over the buns and says, hey, nice buns. And then on the other one, it says, you're such a wiener. And I was like, we looked at that card, I was like, ah. And I was like, oh, they're the cards we need. They're in the back.
Yeah. They go there. They're behind the curtain.
This one.
Wow.
Yeah, the ones in the back.
What's his name? Like Randy Steele?
Oh, he doesn't care about names.
Yeah, names.
Well, no, just the first name. Remember, I told you, last names don't matter.
Right.
Because
you have to know who to bark your orders at, but you don't necessarily need to address them formally.
That place was busy today.
People like doing it.
I guess it's Valentine's, maybe. Maybe that's
okay.
Fine.
While the podcast is going, I'm going to find out who that is.
Okay.
I can't
by searching your own porn library?
He doesn't have access to it here.
Actually, I do.
He does. Oh. Yes, he does.
It'll be really slow and it'll kill the stream.
I was joking on all counts.
mail sack. male sack.
I think we've had enough male sack for today.
Yeah, that kind of male.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I know.
Male sack.
Male.
Oh, was that a pun the whole time?
You know, I stopped spelling it that way because I figured it would just confuse people.
Cock sandwich, that hurts.
First question comes from Dark Cyberite. We've sort of gone over this several times, but it's been a while, so I thought maybe we could rehash it. Answer this however you want to. Music question. As geeks, what's your preferred music? I don't know if geeks plays into that. Just what music is, you know, gets you going?
It depends on what I'm doing. So
it's a cop-out.
Working on 3D stuff, it's usually...
I think Josh has an answer.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. Go ahead, Josh.
I'm sorry, this is unrelated to the current topic, more about the previous topic. That porno that I filmed is available now.
Oh, good. What's it called?
It's called Big Easy Bears.
Big Easy Bears. Where can you buy it?
At bearfilms.com.
Bearfilms.com.
You seriously that name had not been taken yet?
I'm sure it has. Well, because it was about...
They started filming in New Orleans, and that's why it's called that.
Oh, okay.
It's Big Easy, not...
This is a reimagining.
Oh.
Right,
oh.
I'm just...
New director. It's
I'm sure, like, you know, someone's already got that title, like, one porn company's going to go after another.
Sure. I'm sure.
They're like, oh, wait a minute, we made that, actually.
Wait, well, does yours feature two guys fucking? Yeah. Well, then that's an infringement on our copyright of two guys fucking.
Oh. Well, wait a minute, we're the same studio, though, that owns that and made that.
That's the film I seen. That's the scene I filmed.
Oh.
Are you credited on the DVD anywhere?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Okay, so Eli, music.
Oh.
I listen to gay porno.
Okay.
While I work. System is down. Oh, no, it depends. I mean, if it's like Stone Temple Pilots, stuff like that, when I'm working on 3D stuff.
Like you have to get all jazzed up.
Whatever, yeah, kind of. If I'm working on that kind of stuff, but
like if you're modeling Scott Weiland's head, you have to listen to STP.
Yeah, I have to listen to that. Okay. You know? Or if I'm working on Chris Isaac Hayes, I have to listen to some, you know, Superfly or something, you know.
Sure.
Or Shaft, you know, or something like that.
Sure.
While I model him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Wilco every other time.
And then between all the time in between all that. That's all I listen to.
Denise?
And I listen to the Hijinks and Sue podcast.
That's not music.
Denise? Available at hijinksandsue.com.
Please
buy us.
I like a lot of just
Creed.
No. What? Kind of indie girly music.
What's indie girly music? Who's girly?
Like Ingrid Michaelson. Like Bell
and Sebastian.
Not...
She's probably into some Frontline Assembly and,
what?
Skinny Puppy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What? Like who else?
Like that and, I can't think of her name. Sarah Bareilles and all that kind of girly stuff. People. Killers, obviously. Just, a lot of indie.
When you are young.
A lot of, kind of indie bands also. Like Aukerville River. I don't know.
I've never heard of any of these people.
Sorry.
I don't know anything about modern music.
Clearly,
I don't know.
Denise has better taste in music than you.
Do you know who these people are?
No.
And you can't vouch for it.
No, but I'm saying you don't know who they are, so clearly they're better than
I also listen to a lot of kind of oldie stuff.
Like what?
Sinatra, Dean Martin, that kind of stuff.
Wow. That's eclectic.
Yeah, I know. It's just all over the place. I'm really kind of ADD about it, actually.
Josh?
I didn't really hear what the question was other than
it
music.
Was what kind of music do you listen to, you cocknobber? I will say it's the question.
I actually purchased an album this week.
In what form?
It was off of Amazon
money?
MP3.
Okay, like, that's...
I paid money for it.
That's weird. Wow. That's weird, but at least it wasn't a CD.
It was the Lonely Island's debut album.
Oh, Incredibad?
Incredibad, which I've been listening to nonstop now that I got the fucking sub
serious?
And my car fixed. Dude, I'm not joking.
I thought it was weird that they included all their previous older stuff, like Dick in a Box and Lazy Sunday and all that.
Yeah, but it's all the music they wrote, and
I'm
whatever.
Just saying those are like, you know, 5 years old. It's just weird.
They're like 2 years old.
Their band used to be called Incredibad.
Oh, well, there you go.
When they would release videos on
YouTube.
Wait,
who is
this? So it's just like the first Linkin Park album, because their band used to be called Hybrid Theory. I get it.
Oh, See, when I met Josh, he only listened to Linkin Park.
That's not true.
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, no, maybe this is true.
And maybe not exactly Daft Punk, but that type of music.
Okay, no. I will say that you are false there.
What? Electronica, something.
No, because it was probably 3 or 4 years after you met me until Jeremy fucking conned me into listening to that shit until I actually got hooked on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so it was later.
So
whatever.
It was just Linkin Park and Nine Inch Nails.
Just Linkin Park and Nine Inch Nails.
That's even better.
He had like and 45.
Classical, you know.
Yeah, you would be like, oh, what are you listening to? And he would not name the Nine Inch Nails album by its name. He would name it by the Halo. Because Trent Reznor has his own naming convention for his records. Halo's 1 through 14 or some shit.
He's up to like
this
30.
Is Halo 7, the digital ball explosion of angst and pain. It's a 4-song EP that only came out in Japan.
Like, so confusing.
And I've got it on disc, bitch.
Yeah, and it's nothing but remixes of The Perfect Drug and then 4 hours of Trent Reznor breathing into a mic. I'm like, all right, cool.
But you can get all of it on GarageBand. You can mix it. You can remix it yourself.
Right.
And it's cool that way.
I remixed it, so it's just the breathing.
It's just whimpering and crying.
I don't know why. Here, I'll tell you, like, just really quick. Because usually I put together the music that we're listening to in the background based on what I've been listening to in the week. So
okay.
Just really quick. It's like the Kinks, the Shins, Elliot Smith, the French Kicks, Rolling Stones, old Rolling Stones, Stereolab, Goldfrapp. Let's see what else. The Rapture.
Thank you for the old Rolling Stones distinction.
Well, no. I'm like, talking about like
from everything before. What was it called? Voodoo Lounge?
Yeah, like stuff from the 60s and like early 70s and kind of stops when it...
You don't listen to Steel Wheels?
No, I have 80s it on Stones? There. No, not really. Okay. I like the old stuff. Like they're very... When they didn't even sound like the Rolling Stones back then, I was like, whoa, who's that? And they're like, the Rolling Stones. I was like, oh shit. The Rapture, Hendrix, and you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's what I listened to this past week. That's what we're listening to now.
I primarily listen to bands that are no longer together that have stopped making albums 10 years ago, which means I never find new music, and so I'm stuck in like 1998. Probably my favorite artist is Ben Folds. Beginning to end, all the Five stuff and then all of his solo stuff. When I'm not paying attention to the music and I just need something in the background, I listen to Girl Talk because you can completely ignore it.
Oh, I love, actually.
At all times.
The first two albums I hate. Albums 3 and 4 I love.
I just have the new one, Feed the Animals.
Yeah, so the one right before that one is also good.
45 samples per track, basically. I listen to The Decemberists almost constantly. Still a big fan of Jimmy Eat World. Harvey Danger. Beck's sadder stuff like Sea Change. I used to be really into hard rock. I
can't listen to Sea Change. It makes me want to kill myself.
Well, it's good, though.
It is good, but it
no,
makes
I mean, you
me
should
kill
yourself.
Kill
you should. That's what I'm saying is good about it. You
kill
should.
Kill yourself.
First two Weezer albums, certainly. I used to listen to a lot of heavy rock, a lot of aggressive rock. I used to listen to a lot of Deftones, and I'm kind of losing my taste for all that stuff now. I'm sort of mellowing out in my old age, I guess. I actually really like The Killers. Sam's Town is, I've got it on like almost constant play.
That's awesome.
It's just really well put together. I mean, it's just from an album standpoint, there's a varied enough set of songs, and Their musicianship is high quality.
Do you have the latest one yet?
I've got it, but I don't listen to it as much. Good. Oh, human! Good. I like Uncle Johnny's probably my favorite song on Sam's Town. My Uncle Johnny did cocaine! So, I like a band called Spiraling from New Jersey, spiraling.net. Listen to them fairly constantly. My favorite bands that have completely abandoned me and stopped making good music from the 90s or Live, Our Lady Peace. Dude, they had a concert on HDNet from like last year, and they're still together and they're still playing all those songs, and it was actually really good. I listened to Coheed and Cambria. That's probably the heaviest thing I listen to now. all
they
of their
come
stuff.
Through here all the time, it seems like.
They've been like three times in a year and a half, probably, but they're always coming with another band. Like, they're here right now with Slipknot. I don't give a fuck about Slipknot. Love the Pixies, first Gnarls Barkley album, not the second one. All of them might be giants.
Did anybody like the second Gnarls Barkley album?
It's bad. No one liked it.
It's
just uninteresting.
Yeah, I guess it's not bad. It's just completely boring. It was just no point.
Yeah, it's not as enthusiastic. Like, the other one made you believe in music again. Colton, certainly. That's probably a good mix. I don't listen to a lot of classic rock. I really like Pink Floyd, but I hardly ever listen to them because I got to be in a good mood. And I like Radiohead, but I also have to be in a mood. Like, I'll listen to In Rainbows pretty much whenever. But some of the other ones take some easing into. Some lube, I guess. I don't know.
Music lube?
That happens.
Yeah, music lube.
Ear lube?
Yeah, ear lube. So there's that.
They probably had that at Sarah's Secrets.
And
Sarah's Secrets at 121 in Preston for all your dildo needs.
Next question.
Oh, yeah, no, they aren't cake toppers anymore, are they?
No,
they're straight up right. Dildos.
Carhedron, we're going to have to skip your question about favorite musicals because
we
this was actually
cake toppers.
A Xanadu. Forum topic.
Oh, wait, what?
Well, I mean, we don't have to skip it. I would just say there's a forum topic about everyone's favorite musicals, and I think everyone but Josh answered it. So if Josh says Xanadu, that completes it.
It's not really my favorite musical.
It is. You're gay.
It's not.
Xanadu. But look for the...
Too bad.
Look for the... forum topic on that, and you'll get some insight into the best musicals. Mine's probably Hedwig and Spamalot.
I keep meaning to see that. I haven't. Nikki keeps sending me clips of some of the songs, haven't seen it.
So good. I turned somebody onto it just a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. It's so good.
Wait, was that show she was talking about? That's the one with the Hedwig. Is that. Wait. No, that's not the one about the transvestites.
Yes, it is.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
So that is.
Yeah, it's the...
John Cameron Mitchell.
It's the guy playing the cross-dressing, not a woman, that looks like that girl from 6 Feet Under.
Okay, I have to see that.
When I explained to my friend what the premise of Hedwig was, and I actually managed to, like, all in one breath say, it's about a rock and roll transvestite who has his dick chopped off to get across the border in East Germany about a month before the Berlin Wall comes down. Yeah. And he just died laughing.
It's the feel-good movie of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he means by angry inch. Yeah. That's all it's left.
It was a bad dick chop off.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Denise, that's what that means.
It's a flawed...
I thought it was a metaphor for
penectomy.
No.
An angry inch. Okay. That's fine.
You're up. So there's that.
Wait, what is it that she says? Where my penis used to be,
where my vagina never was.
Right.
Like a sideways scar running down an eyeless face. Yeah.
Good times. It's quite an entertaining movie. I enjoy it.
I like Grease.
I just listen to the album constantly. I love the album.
It comes up on random from time to time. I don't skip it.
Okay, well, I guess we did answer the question then. Eli, do you want to throw in a favorite musical?
No.
Eli's is West Side Story.
Yes. Because there's Puerto Ricans in it.
Actually, that's true.
Wait, there's another one I'm thinking. Oh, Moulin Rouge.
Oh, no, it was West Side Story 2.
Moulin Rouge doesn't count.
No, I guess it doesn't.
West Side Story was East Meets West.
I haven't seen that either.
They come across on a boat.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
Stop talking.
The Koreans?
Just Christine points out that Bono and The Edge are the people behind the music in the Spider-Man musical. I just can't. None of those words go in the same sentence. None of them.
Talking about world peace and.
Yeah. I'm
confused.
Hello, hello, Spider-Man!
Why would you do that?
You're welcome.
My ears are bleeding.
Hi, hi, hi!
Is there anything to say about that? It's just
fucking
train wreck, a subway wreck waiting to happen.
If we don't acknowledge it, it can't see us. Okay?
Right. And it's like the Spider-Man musical's vision is based on movement. It's like the Pope playing auxiliary percussion in the background. Like
Eli, freeze!
I guess we should all carry
a road flare.
Road flare, yeah, just in case. You never know.
Terrible idea for a musical. I'm swinging on my webs.
Oh, I thought you were meant Jurassic Park the musical.
No, that'd be awesome.
I thought you said there would be dinosaurs on
this dinosaur tour.
Spared no expense.
Now go, go and find my grandchildren. Go, go, find his grandchildren.
It's in the
Why
DNA.
Is it always the black guy that has to die? My arms are off.
His arms are off.
Eaten by dinosaurs. And then there's a love interlude between the hunter. She is my clever girl. We're being hunted in love.
He left us. He left us. He left us. But that's not what I'm gonna do.
Wow. And then, like the one, like when they have the what's the one the when a lady comes out and does like on a spotlight on her, she's usually what like a
solo.
Like a soloist, but she's usually like in the higher register, and she's like, I know this. It's Linux. Or
it's a Unix interface. I know this. I can save the day.
It just puts like
and there's like a big like a big like tuba like yeah. Boom boom with Nedra, and he's like, I've got to get the dinosaur DNA over to the guys in the port. In the port. Hey, it's a dinosaur. You don't look so bad, little guy. Oh, spit in my face.
They actually
I'm dead.
They actually casted dinosaurs for the play. It's not people in costume. Right.
Like
they just let them out of the cages when it's their turn.
You're completely off your mark. Completely.
Oh, the guy, the director's English.
Yes, of course.
So they have like the dinosaurs out on stage, where they have wranglers like with chains right, having to hold them.
Well,
out.
they have like the chair. They're holding like a lion tamer for no reason.
Eats the chair.
So like then the
we're safe in here. Oh my God, they can open the doors.
They can hunt. They can hunt. Clever girl. They can hunt. They can hunt.
And then there's obviously the theme song. The theme song is like,
na 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 na. They really do roam in herds.
Holy fucking shit! It's a dinosaur.
She's a giant turd.
What the fuck?
Did you check his shit? Did you stick your arm in his poo? What did he eat?
They're corpuscles.
Wait, yeah, there's a giant dinosaur.
Oh,
zits.
My God.
Oh, man.
They are flocking this way. We should get the fuck out of the way.
Oh, my God. That would
Veggie-saurus.
Be great.
Veggie-saurus.
No, that's the little kid. The little kid was like, wah, wah, wah. Is it a veggie-saur or a meat-a-saur? Wah, wah. I don't know. Achoo! Oh, dinosaur sneezed in my face.
There's like raptors running up and down the aisles. Right. They can't contain
Not
them.
On purpose. Right. And the people next to the people getting eaten are like, this is really good effect. This
it's
is better than
so
Lion King.
Realistic.
This
looks,
is way better than Lion King.
So like, it looks so natural.
They show that scene where like the actors come out that have like the big leafy like a jungle
palm
leaves.
Fronds.
Yeah, then, they're like holding the background.
And then like the guy's like there and he's like hunting for the whole clever girl like moment. He's like looking around. Actually, I got nothing.
You didn't go nowhere with that?
No, it's okay, just that it's funny in my head.
Thanks,
just
I appreciate that. That's good.
They would just like unchain That's the good. Raptor and let him jump on him.
They have to hire a
they
new
have
guy
to shoot
every,
it on
every
stage.
Week.
Shoot her!
Ta-da!
Shoot her!
Ta-da!
You good raptors?
Oh my God. And there's like a little like love song between Ian and like with the water droplets, and he's like rolling him off her hand. Never mind.
Yeah, we've killed this one.
So be looking for that on Broadway.
So to answer your question, Jurassic Park the musical.
Yes, it was great. We all saw it and it was awesome.
And at the end, the dinosaurs are like,
you don't have to.
And
do
then the T-Rex comes and eats all of them.
Stage freeze.
Yeah,
with the banner falling.
Yeah, the banner falls down at the end. Like, it was excellent.
I know the T-Rex is like doing like the little like hand thing, and it's like the one of them in the side's going, Stage freeze. That means don't move.
Sorry. T-Rex hands. He's doing T-Rex and jazz hands.
Like, they're in...
T-Rex jazz hands.
The dinosaurs are like in leotards.
Like leaping. Oh, I saw a show on Discovery.
Oh, wait. So that's how they were defeated by gymnastics in the second one. They were, okay.
I saw a show on Discovery yesterday that said velociraptors were probably actually covered in feathers.
Right. I think they knew about that a while back.
And they were also about a third the height of what they were portrayed in that movie.
The ones in the movie bird-like. Were very specific raptors that were...
Were they Utah raptors?
Utah raptors are huge.
They're still big, but yeah, they were probably dinosaurs. They're probably half birds.
So there you go. And they're smart, and they hunted without weapons.
And they developed language.
Yeah. Called
Don't
Unix.
Ever do that again.
Yeah.
They developed a language. It was called Unix. And they
didn't say the secret word. You didn't say the secret word.
All right, let's keep going.
Moving on.
Hold on to your butts. God, the movie is so good.
Can't you just see like them removing a panel of the stage and like the goat sliding up in the middle of the stage with like a spotlight on it? And then light goes off and it comes back on and there's no goat.
The goat has a solo number too.
No. At one point, the cardboard cutout of the car has to be going by and like they're standing behind it. And then the goat just falls from the ceiling like onto the cardboard cutout.
And then, you know, a cardboard car is chasing them down a cardboard tree. there's so many great props you could use for that.
There's a cardboard car, and then the cardboard T-Rex behind it. Then there's people with cardboard trees running past them, so it's like they're moving.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
God, I want to do like a first grade play. We should fucking Jurassic Park so bad.
We should do the sweetest Jurassic Park.
Maybe we'll do it for the con.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the next one's a video which we haven't watched. Did anyone see the Half-Life 2 movie some kids made?
Mm-mm.
Yes, I did.
Was it good?
More or less, yes.
Okay, I'll watch that later. Next question. This is a hard one for me, at least. Maybe you guys have something. The Stig says, what are the worst roles your favorite actors and actresses have played?
Oh.
I can tell you a movie with three good actors and actresses that the movie was terrible and they were all terrible in it.
Go for it.
Was Death Becomes Her.
I like that movie.
No.
I watched it when I was a kid, though, so I thought it was funny.
Me too, so maybe that's why I hated it. But
I can see right through you!
That's Meryl all I remember Streep, from that movie. Meryl Streep in that was a waste.
Anybody who was in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Oh. Yeah. I used to like,
shit.
Yeah,
damn it, that's good. Okay, you win. No, that's totally
true. That's probably the best example ever of, dude, this cast is awesome. Oh, God, this movie.
No, the best of all. We've talked about it 100 times, but Natalie Portman in Number 3.
Yeah.
Best actress doing the shittiest performance I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. The shark in Jaws 3D.
I love my love for you, Anakin, and I love forever love.
I am brushing my hair. My hair is being brushed. I have love. Love is in my face for you.
Anna, we need to get your wife in here pretending to be her because that is the best impersonation.
Yeah, you guys have a nice
her little like Barbie doll like no expression like combing your hair thing kills me every time.
Yeah, you guys have a nice little routine there.
We work on it.
Yeah.
We work on it at night.
You practice.
My love for you is the only thing that matters. Love, 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 loving your face in your head.
Yeah.
I love it when I love my face while I love you, love my love.
I want to spew my love all over your balls. What? I don't know. I'm out. I forgot line.
No.
Line. yeah, it's actually, you killed her. No! Line? It's no.
No! Wait, how long does this go on for? No, just keep going.
No!
Well, you know what? Just, we'll fix it in post.
And then some dude at ILM, like, some dude in ILM has to build it in CG.
Yeah.
Well, they actually have to build, they build a program with a slider so that, you can actually make it longer.
Yeah.
And Luke's like, can we keep dragging that to the right? Can you make the slider longer
They asked
so that I can keep driving it further?
The variant.
They asked the character.
No!
They asked the character artist. Could you make him say no? Dude, I build 3D model characters. That's Lucas telling the guy to do it like that. He's like, I don't want to.
God damn it.
I was hoping we'd fade out at some point, then I could just keep going.
That doesn't make sense.
That's it. Then she was like,
I really liked Jake Lloyd before he was in Phantom Menace.
Where was he ever in before?
Never.
That?
No, nothing. I'm kidding.
Joel's making
he's
that
terrible.
Up.
He's a terrible person.
That's what I was saying. Jaws in Jaws 3D. He did a
right.
Much
terrible.
He's way better in Jaws 1.
Pugsley Adams in the second Adams Family movie was terrible. He was
yeah,
a
he
kid.
Just
Wait,
did
whoa.
Not.
Oh,
no,
oh shit. That's
I'm
one.
Just talking shit. I have no idea.
What's his face? Who was in Street Fighter?
Raul
oh,
Julia.
Raul Julia. Poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to go.
Ugh.
That is...
Ugh.
I don't wish that upon anybody.
Yeah.
That was too bad.
That was a train wreck.
Anybody who was in Iron Eagle?
What?
Was Danny Glover in that?
No, that was the other black guy.
Who
was
the other one from the 80s.
Ernie Hudson.
No.
I'll come back for a sequel. Shit.
You want me to say what?
As long as I get paid.
I'm flying a what?
Whatever.
No, that was, what's his name? Lewis Scott Jr. He was also in Jaws 3D, as a matter of fact.
Lewis Gossett Jr.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lewis Scott. Gossett. Wait,
Lewis
what
Gossett.
What did you just call him?
Lewis Scott Jr.
I forgot what his last
Forrest
name was.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
Everyone that was in Indiana Jones 4. Except
well,
I always hated, you know, that little douchebag kid.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Shia
LaBeouf.
That's God right. Damn. Harrison Ford.
Hey,
you didn't want to see him in something.
Do you want to know how unimportant he is? I was going through my old comics and fixing some mistakes before we put the book together, and I found the one that I did about Wanted.
Right.
And I actually reference Shia LaBeouf as being the kid from Wanted
when
it was James McAvoy.
Yeah, that's not him.
And I'm not changing it because it's funny to me that I don't give a shit about either of them. I didn't even know the difference. They're the same guy.
I like James McAvoy. He's a pretty good actor.
No.
At least he
has, like, a cool accent.
He never uses it in his movies.
Well, no. That's because he has to pretend to be American.
He did in Atonement, I think. Was that his real accent? Nobody watched it.
So there you go. Next,
yeah,
next
that's
thing.
All I got.
This is kind of funny. This is from Matt P3137. Did anybody else besides him and me see the clip of Bill Gates releasing a swarm of mosquitoes into a crowd
at
TED?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't.
Such an asshole.
He was talking about, like, I'm Bill Gates and I want to stop disease. And he's like, this jar is full of mosquitoes. And he lets them go in the crowd. And he's like, they could have malaria, but they don't. But they could. You'd all be dead.
What?
The people in the audience were like, I'm just itchy now. So thanks for that.
Really?
Yeah, he fucking bell jar full of mosquitoes.
It was a bottle of mosquitoes. He's an ass.
He's a Windows 98. like the question says, he's like a Bond villain now. He spins around on a big chair and he's like, my mosquitoes with laser beams on their heads.
Oh, my pretty. Oh, God!
Get off me! Fuck, I'm allergic!
They come back around to his head.
I have fallen victim to my own whims! No! Who would have seen it coming?
Is that the Monarch?
I don't.
Yes.
That's right. Eli's got the Monarch shirt on.
Nice.
Who even does that?
I don't know!
They were at Comic-Con and talking about how no 24 is seriously dead. Just get over it. Like, deal with
God,
it.
God, that...
And that 21's going to be...
It's heartbreaking.
He's going to be dealing with the repercussions of it all next season.
God, he's going to be depressed.
They also said that he's only funny as a part of a duo, so he's not funny anymore. I was like, well, why'd you do it then?
No.
I'm good.
Well, I could go into some Harry Potter spoilers, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Stanza. Martin, you son...
Why would you do that?
Take off the buckle.
I can't. It's stuck.
Why did you put it on?
I don't know. 21, is that you?
What's up, unibrow? Okay.
Actually, to go back to last week's question about your favorite villain, it is Sergeant Hatred.
Sergeant Hatred.
Very specifically because...
He's a child molester?
No.
Oh.
Because he has that big-ass H painted on his face, and the one time you see him in a hot tub, you see the A, the T, and the top of the R going down, and I was like, yes! That is so stupid, I love it!
That's pretty funny.
And that's why. And because he's a child molester.
Okay. This question is diligently posted it twice. I skipped it because I didn't think we would do anything with it, but you've posted it twice, so I'll answer it, I guess. This is from Core 1065. Who would win an all-out fight? I'm assuming the people from Star Wars or the people from Star Trek. This is kind of like our Battlestar versus Enterprise battle.
There's actually like a very clear answer to this. Okay. And unfortunately, it's Star Trek because they're the only ones that are willing to just say, fuck it, time travel, and then it's over.
Take time travel out of it, and who's got more firepower?
Take time travel out of it, and it's not Star Trek anymore.
That's true.
That's true.
Take whales out of it, and it's not Star Trek.
Captain, like,
they're just
there'd
fucking
be whales on board.
They're cheaters.
Movie wise, hey, what's worse, the prequels or the odd number Star Trek movies?
Prequels,
hands down.
I mean, I guess I would watch Star Trek 5 like a dozen times before I'd watch like episode 3 again.
That's easy.
The thing is, like, it's 5 is bad, but there's so much other.
Which one?
There's so
five?
Much more Star Trek that one
that
really
one
bad nugget of it doesn't stick
no,
with you that
that's
much.
That's a great one.
Wait,
5 is the one
which
where God doesn't need a spaceship.
About?
A starship?
God. One.
One
was is the
boring.
Motion picture with V'ger. Three is the search for Spock,
which
is, was just weird, but it was this awkward bridge between 2 and 4, and so it
was supposed
passed.
To be the last one, too. What? No, 2 was supposed to be the last one, and that's why
three.
Spock asked to be killed.
Oh, so which one Whatever. Was 5?
5
with
is
God.
The one where, okay, Spock's half-brother shows up. And
God
like,
lives in space.
And then, yeah, and they had it's called The Final Frontier.
Oh.
Uhura
does the naked silhouette palm frond
yeah,
dance.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ugh. And fucking Scotty hits his head on a bulkhead because he's a clumsy comedian dork who doesn't know his own fucking ship. I don't know.
It sucked.
Gravity boats.
Okay, so I'll go with Josh.
Actually, they were different.
I don't care anymore.
Boots,
yeah, whatever.
Thanks, Eli, for chiming in on that one.
The Empire.
If they had the Death Star, I guess the Empire would win.
Well, they have a union, and it's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So they have very good labor force.
If there was a strike, it would really fuck up the universe. This is funny. Aaron's question, what's your favorite unintentionally gay movie, by which he means Top Gun, Point Break? Why is I Am Sam an unintentionally gay movie?
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
That's not gay, it's about
how
a retarded
that? I
dad.
I know, that's not, how is that?
Okay.
It's kind of gay.
Are you thinking of
a different movie? Wait.
Go ahead.
Fast and the Furious 2. And I'm not kidding.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Wait, no, hold on. Yes,
has anybody else seen it?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
So, Vin Diesel did not come back, but Paul Walker did because he has no career.
Tyrese,
Tyrese shows up. He's this black guy, and their storyline is like they were best friends as kids or whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Every time they're on screen, they have to sell that they've been best friends
you
their entire life.
You think they're about
life,
to kiss?
And I swear to God, for like 2 hours, they're like, oh, so close. Like, just part your lips, baby. Just so close.
I never
so
thought
close.
Of it that way.
Just watch it again.
I have to know.
Like, they're going
to...
Every 30 seconds, it's like, oh, they're going to make it. No, they pulled away. No, but it's the sexual tension.
You're right.
Fucking thick.
I never saw that enough to think.
It sounds pretty gay.
It's the whole thing's kind of gay anyway.
I'm
totally watching
that
new
one. I'd have to think that one.
That's a hard question.
I got to go through my DVD list and go, okay, where's
my... isn't Top Gun like the top of that?
That genre,
pretty much.
That subgenre.
That's
because they don't make movies like that anymore.
Well,
that
the closest, I mean, okay, 300 kind of falls into that category.
Yeah,
that's
movie
true.
Is
just for sweaty manitude.
Yeah, like that movie
shirtless
is
manitude.
Like a fucking cunt hair away from being straight up porn.
Hey.
But there wouldn't be any.
But there would be no
cunt
hair. Right?
Was that guy that we gave you on the card?
It'd be like
guy in it.
It'd be like
he was one of the extras.
It'd be a dick dribble away from porn. Huh? Just like a little half spurt.
You mean like
wow? Actually, Drom sense. Brings up I think my favorite answer: Return of the King. There is so much bromance going on between Gimli
the Hobbits.
Before you even
Fellowship,
get to that,
Fellowship has the super gay Hobbit scene. After
the gayest Hobbit scene is on Mordor. No. But with Gimli and Legolas, first of all, they're about to kiss the whole time.
What are you talking about?
And then. Go watch it.
They fight the whole time.
They
Joel,
love each other.
Joel has like a Chub Chaser fetish going on over
they
here.
They love each other.
What kind of slash have you been reading?
They love each other, all of it. But Sam and Frodo at the
end. They bicker. They
is
don't.
Basically. Okay. That's where they're an old couple.
Yeah, no, but seriously, fucking rewind the clock. Fellowship, after fucking the what's the fucking girl's name? The
Arwen.
Liv Tyler.
Arwen?
Thank
Arwen?
You. After she brings Frodo back to Rivendell.
Oh, and they're frolicking
in
slow motion.
It's like fucking.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
That is the gayest thing I
there
ever
there's
seen.
There's nothing gayer than Sam cradling Frodo's, like, dying head in his bosom. And he's like,
bosoms.
Mr. Frodo,
drink the milk.
Whoa!
No!
Halt! Breaks.
No, that was at a different one.
Hobbit. Reverse march away from Mordor.
Hobbits, get off the road.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh wait, no, I got one gladiator.
We already said that.
Okay.
Oh no, we said 300. Oh. How's gladiator gay?
How is it gay?
Well, there's because no it's because he's hot and he's wearing a skirt the whole time.
There's nothing gay about that movie.
He means when there's two dudes that are about
right.
to do it.
No, right. Like, it looks like they could be in a gay movie.
Because, you know, 300 gets a special pass it's basically porn, but... Gladiator, come on.
Not Gladiator.
Mr. Frodo.
It's all manly in that
just,
movie.
Just... Let me stick in the tip. Just the tip. Okay, Sam. I trust you.
It's terrible.
Use a potato.
Yeah, just to, you know, work it a bit.
Oh!
What?
A new potato, though,
that's,
before you...
Oh, yeah.
Before you work up to
or
the
red, or a red or golden potato.
Russet?
Yeah.
Russet?
Yeah.
No, that's way
before,
too
you, before you work up to the russet, please use a new potato.
Wow. Everybody needs a starter.
They make Hobbit ass beads out of new potatoes.
Oh, no.
Potatoes?
You know, bone up, mash them, stick them in your ass. What? Potatoes! Press. Ow!
Oh, no.
Precious is going home.
He took my precious. By which I mean my ass for Judy.
Oh, God.
Hobbits. Filthy gay hobbitses. Buggering hobbits.
Oh, God damn it.
No. The master loves us. Like, the master rapes us. No, he's our friend.
Like Mary turns the corner, he's like,
he can't hold you.
He's like, Frodo, I need the
potato.
Oh God,
that's true.
I'll give you guys some privacy.
Potato hold.
I need to borrow bag in for a few minutes.
If you know what I mean.
I need to open the round door and bag in. You know what I'm saying?
Bag.
Wow.
You said a thing about dicks.
You said a thing about bags.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Okay. And my cock! He tries to smash the ring with
and
his dick.
My and my hole.
Right? Yeah.
And my shaft.
So is it a cock ring? So it's like, and my ring.
Jack Black already did that. You ever seen
that? That
it was actually pretty good.
Oh, whatever.
He had the ring in his dick. And he couldn't get it out.
What?
I'm just saying. Oh, last question. If it could possibly top that one. Drom says, I just picked up the original Crazy Taxi for PS2, along with a bunch of fantastic games with fantastic budgets. And Crazy Taxi was the one I can't put down. In your experience...
Let me crazy money! Pick up some crazy hookers! Do some crazy blow!
Actually, that was Crazy Taxi 2.
Oh. In your experience, do bigger budgeted games tend to be better on average, or is it all about the gameplay... Is arcade-style skill-based gameplay dying? That's a bunch of questions. But I would say, before I let the actual gamers talk, I only like games now that have repetitive, fun gameplay, of which Crazy Taxi is like the king of that genre. So awesome. Crazy Taxi is a good reason to go get a Dreamcast off of eBay and play Crazy Taxi. What do you guys think?
I like Galaga. I'm really good at it.
Do you want to answer his question or not?
Well, I mean, going back to the...
I think that answers the question. I like
big budget, Galaga. Giant games versus replay, fun, arcade-style games.
Arcade-style, I'm just reading the question. Arcade-style, skill-based gameplay, like, that is dead.
arcades are dead.
Well, I'm not even addressing that.
I know, I'm just saying.
But there are a few games far in between. One of them is called Mirror's Edge, and I love it. You should all go out and buy now.
You think that fits the genre?
Yeah.
That's like the evolution
genres,
of...
Mirror's Edge is like the story's paper thin, doesn't matter at all. The entire game...
Just get in and go?
The entire game, it's like a side-scroller, but if you played it from first person.
Huh.
It's here, like, here's your moves, get through the world, do it faster, do it better.
Like, work and it.
Shut up.
No, stop doing that.
Okay. I love those kind of games, though. I mean, I couldn't play Mirror's Edge, but I'm even older.
You would probably throw up. Yeah,
I like games that you can just sit down with and play for 20 minutes and have fun. And that they don't have, you know, fucking Vin Diesel doing the voiceover, which raised the budget to like $60 million. And
well, then the question itself is, I mean, what our personal preferences are. Because there are people who love that big, epic, over-the-top shit that's just not, it's overhyped. And it's just because the hype is bigger than...
Well, it sounds like you're agreeing with him then, that it's all about gameplay and not about budget or explosions or...
No, I'm saying it's really the preference of whatever, because I'll play games that are quick and easy to play because they're fun. You spend 30 minutes, you throw it down, and you're done. Like Geometry Wars. It's
oh, God,
mindless
beautiful.
Arcade. It is an arcade game. Because it's on Xbox Live Arcade.
I like the difference of saying actually though skill based because
that's not skill based.
No, Geometry Wars is.
Well,
Geometry Wars is 100% skill.
Yeah,
based.
It's all skill. What it's, I'm trying. What but I wanted
it's
to
an arcade game. It's exactly what you would play.
That's what he's.
But yeah,
he's
Galaga,
saying the same.
Galaga
the same
is
genre.
A skill based game.
Yeah,
there's
for
no,
sure.
There's no
there's
story.
A difference
you're
in
not
games.
Playing to like unlock more and more things in the future. Like how far can I last?
I appreciate the games that actually have like muscle memory involved. Like I know this move. Because I have memorized the fastest way to do the button combination, and Galaga fits into that. Any of those.
You know what's really interesting?
Those vector games.
I've been playing a ridiculous amount of pinball. Like, real, not this virtual bullshit, but real pinball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's completely, that's 100% skill-based game.
And to me, that's more fun.
And it's unbelievably fun. And it's the whole thing is just, it's very competitive between me and everybody else in the office that actually plays it anyway. But that's
true. Like, you would never sit down with someone and go, let's fucking play three rounds of Gears of War to decide who's better. You know, like, you wouldn't.
No.
It's not possible. I mean, you're playing a cinematic story.
Right. And the thing is that pinball gives you a score. And, like, my score is higher than yours. My initials are on the board and yours aren't. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Like, that's how that goes.
And that's actually how it goes.
That's the penalty.
Remind me never
my
to play pinball.
Foosball's
the same way. Foosball's incredibly fun. And it's tactile, and it's muscle memory, and it's, I don't know, it's more real. Because it's real.
Yeah, it's just funny. If the trend actually sticks up, then we would go back to the archaic...
Please! Then I might start playing games again.
Giant arcades in malls.
Well, no, that won't happen. I always thought it was weird that they never made, like, I guess because there's no reason to, but why they never made game lounges where, like, they had, you know, 10 Xboxes networked or whatever, and you would go there to play. I've heard of places like that, but I've never seen any of them anywhere.
The thing
for
is,
they've tried that, and they have shitty little TVs, and, like, it's like hard plastic chairs to sit on. I mean,
and you end up with actual like licensing issues about like if you're allowed to actually like there are legal problems with doing that, and you have to pay a whole bunch of extra shit to like get all that cleared up.
Speaking of arcades,
and you can just fucking go home and do literally the exact same thing.
I know. I guess why it doesn't matter. Broadband kind of made it unnecessary. Sega's closing a fuck ton of their remaining arcades, canceling games, and laying off hundreds. In part of the economic apocalypse. There you go.
Cocklips.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Is it just from you?
It just
being terrible.
It just popped in there. Can we move on, please?
You're horrible. We're done. That was it.
Sweet.
Final question. If you stick around for the post show, if you are donating or subscribing to The Vault. We're either going to go over a list of the 90s cartoons that we actually liked and missed from last week or 2 weeks ago. Or we're going to talk about people, actors that transformed their appearances for their on-screen roles. Impressive. So thanks for hanging out in the live show on Ustream.tv. Thanks for downloading. If you're doing that, check out hijinksandsuestore.com. There's a new shirt. There's also prints available. And check out vault.hijinksandsue.com.
So you got like 25 seconds to fill.
I can just fade it out. It should end on that first little round.
How do you write?
Well, fix it.
Well, see you later. My words, Mother. From Army. The seal is for marksmanship, and the gorilla is for sand racing.